Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
And a brand new series begins in Frisco, Texas. Rock Hounds and the Rough Riders will meet for the third and, by the way, the final time this year. Isn't that just a little bit crazy? Rough Riders made a very early season visit and come back. Rock Hounds were here a couple of weeks ago, and this will be their final visit to the Metroplex here in 2022. So, again, scheduling has been intriguing, if nothing else, in this 2022 season. This is not necessarily a particular quarter poll of the season coming up or what have you, but it is an interesting one because at the end of this week, all of Major League and Minor League Baseball, both the majors and the minors, will break 4 days for the Major League All-Star Game. So they will share that All-Star break. That has not happened before. So statistically, it's not any one particular specific spot in the schedule, but clearly, once that four-day break is over, then it's back to the schedule as we know it. And that will really start, if you will, the home stretch of this second half. The Rock Hounds enter the second half of this season, of course, in a situation where they had been dealing with so many injuries. They still are, really. But at the start of the second half, Bobby Crosby's team really putting things together. They have won, entering this game, 8 consecutive games. They are 10-2 to start the second half. A 2-game lead over Amarillo, a 3-game lead over these Rough Riders entering a 6-game series, which takes us up to the All-Star break. Should be interesting stuff. Pitching matchup, a couple of other notes in a moment, and now we'll take you downstairs for the singing of the Star-Spangled Banner. Ladies actually together singing the Star-Spangled Banner. I'm not sure they told them about the fireworks that they do shoot off during the Rockets' red glare here, because I think it maybe startled at least one of the singers, but that's understandable, is it not? So the Riders and the Rockhounds, it's left-hander Cody Bradford who will go to the mound for the Riders in this game. Colin Palouse will get the start, the right-hander for the Hounds in the first of this 6-game series. The teams will play tonight through Saturday at 7:05, and then on Sunday afternoon, late afternoon, early evening, actually 6:05, and that will take us up to the All-Star break all across Major and Minor League Baseball. As you might expect, it's hot as the dickens. We have 100 degrees. Wind kicking up a little. It's kind of unusual. The wind is not that strong on the field, but we are elevated by 4 stories, so it seems to be catching the outdoor microphone a little bit more than I think it is really down on the playing field. Rock Hounds, as mentioned, come in 10-2. Amarillo is second. They are 9-3. Eight and four, to start the second half. So the Sawtooths are 2 games back, and the Rough Riders 3 games back. They are 7-5. Over 500 for the year, though. Frisco has had a very, very solid season. They fell out of first place against San Antonio. Again, second half of the first half, if that makes sense. And San Antonio ended up winning the first half. But the Rough Riders were right there, and I think we could probably expect them to be right there throughout this second half as well. For the Rock Hounds, by the way, you will notice one very familiar name is missing, and that is Max Schumann. And as of this, just a couple of days ago, Max has officially, it is so very well deserved. Got to say, we'll miss him, miss watching him play the game. Love the way Max Schumann plays the game of baseball. We wish him absolutely all the best as he moves up to Las Vegas. Also, perhaps some good news before this series is over, and we thought it might be a week ago, but Zach Geloff is expected to at least perhaps be activated during this series. It's so easy to kind of overlook Zach Geloff when he went down, and he's been out a while now. When Zach was injured, remember, he was one of, I think without question, the top 10 players in all of the Texas League. The Rockhounds have been without him. The injured list has included Zach for a while. It has been as high as 15. It's still shuffling around a little bit. But again, the Hounds will get Zach Geloff back, it appears, this week. And yes, we'll knock on wood for that. So Rockhounds and the Rough Riders just about set to go. I have no idea why. This is interesting. We have just had the national anthem, right? Had the Little League kids or the young guys took the field for the national anthem. The field is now barren of players, and the Rough Riders have not yet taken the field. That's really interesting because they are supposed to. Now they do. Interesting. Well, I'm glad they're here because without them we couldn't have a ball game. So now the Rough Riders, without fanfare, I might add. They usually do things up pretty big here in the Metroplex. Without much fanfare, the Rough Riders will take the diamond. We'll check the temperature for you, redo that pitching matchup, and I do believe we are now getting set to play some baseball. From Frisco, Texas, Riders Field, kick back, relax, my friends. Let us take you out to the ballgame. Rockhounds and Rough Riders coming up after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2 points. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And left-hander Cody Bradford, the former Baylor Bear, by the way, will toss the first pitch of this game in triple digits, right at 100 degrees. Little bit of humidity. Of course, it's not the same as it was in Corpus Christi, but a little bit of humidity. The heat index is at 103. And I'll tell you, the heat index, by the way, in the press box, and I'll just pass this along to you. You and I have been traveling these roads for, what, 3 decades now together. Got here today. It was 102, 103. The air conditioning is out in the press box, and I mean to tell you, folks, it was warm, to say the least. But the window is open, got a little bit of breeze, 100 degrees, and here is Cody Bradford to face leadoff batter Marty Bacchina, and let's get this series underway. And we do with a first pitch swing and a pop foul into the seats right side. That'll rattle around a little bit. Fairly sparse here this evening in Frisco. Of course, you can understand that, Tuesday evening baseball. We'll have some big crowds before this week is over for sure. Marty in center field leads it off. Marty Bacchina in center field. Brett Harris will move to the two spot. He'll play second base, and that second, Brett Harris, is on deck. Cody Bradford, no wind-up motion, left-hander delivers and finds the inside corner for a called strike, and the count quickly 0-2 to Marty. Logan Davidson is the third baseman, batting third, playing third is Logan Davidson, and Jordan Diaz is the designated hitter, batting cleanup, Jordan, the DH. Check swing, did he go? Yep, he did. Marty Bacchina is out on strikes. So Chad Bradford rings up the first batter of this ball game. Bradford, a guy who averages about a strikeout per inning. Well, he really fooled with Marty. That pitch was down and in. Fooled him on the delivery. Batter is Brett Harris. Brett had 2 home runs, half of them in the Corpus Christi series. Takes a high strike outside edge. Rest of the order, Jeremy Ironman batting fifth. He's the shortstop. Jeremy Ironman is at short. The pitch from Bradford, that swung on and fouled back, count quickly 0-2. Kyle McCann will do the catching, he'll bat sixth. Kyle McCann in the sixth spot behind the plate. William Simonite, the first baseman, batting seventh. Simo at first base, batting in the seventh spot. So he, Valenzuela in left field, batting seventh, and he's the number 8 hitter in the order. Pitch up high for a ball. Count 1-2 to Brett. Chase Kalibling rounds it out. So interesting. He is now the top hitter on the team. He actually had surpassed Max Schumann in batting average, and he bats ninth. But again, that is largely by design. Batting ninth, playing the ninth spot. Chase in right field. A swing and a miss, and Brett Harris chased one up and away, and he's out on strikes. Cody Bradford overall on the year, 6-5, a 5.85 ERA. He has been better on the road than at home. And one of his best outings was against the Rockhounds during that April stay in West Texas. Gave up 8 hits over 5 innings, but he scattered them and gave up only two runs, both earned. Swing and a miss to Logan Davidson, comes up empty. Switch hitter batting to the right side. Akina Harris and Davidson up top here in this top of the first inning, but a couple of strikeouts. And a swing and a miss, and Logan with Jordan Diaz on deck. Logan down 0-2. Diaz, Ironman in the can in the middle. Simonite, Valenzuela, and Kalibwig rounded out for the Rockhounds. With Cody Bradford, he has gone 0-2 on each of the first three batters he has faced. He'll have a lot of success doing that. Pitch to Logan, chopper toward third. Charging hard is Jax Biggers. Quick throw, got him. Good. Quick release by Biggers in a very easy inning. For Cody Bradford, Rockhounds do not get the ball off the infield grass, plus a couple of strikeouts. So the Hounds go in order. We go to the bottom half of the first inning series opener. Rockhounds and the Frisco Rough Riders. Village Car Wash score. The Hounds nothing. Riders are coming to bat.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's in part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see web total sales.
Last of the first inning here in Frisco. Well, one of the league's best will lead it off. Jonathan Ornelas, simply put, just one of the best players in the Texas League in 2022. Right-handed hitter comes to the plate at 320. 7 homers, 37 driven in. Faces Colin Palouse to lead it off against the rest of the Frisco lineup. Collins' first pitch finds the outside half of the plate for a called strike to the right-handed hitter. Ornelas is the shortstop, and he leads it off. Collins set, hands right at the belt. Right-hander with a kick and a pitch. This ball is ripped left field toward the corner. That's got a chance to get a solo home run. Jonathan Ornelas leads this ball game off with a home run into the left field bleachers. At that home run terrace, and that's where he hit it. Bleachers be darned. That went into the home run terrace. So Ornelas jumps on an 0-1 pitch, sends it out of here, and the Riders are on top early. And it got a little too much of the plate, it would appear. Easy to say, of course, on the home run, but that ball was pretty well right down the middle, and it elevated just a little, and Ornelas just jumped all over it. So the Riders on top, and here's Dustin Harris, hitter with a lot of pop himself, 14 home runs. Takes inside for a ball, 1-0 from Colin Harris is the first baseman. Dustin, left-handed hitter, 14 homers and 55 driven in. He's the top power guy and run producer for the Frisco Rough Riders. Takes low and in for a ball, quickly now 2-0, two balls, no strikes. On deck is Kellen Strom, he's the right fielder. Strom is in right.
Justin Foscue batting fourth and playing the four spot. Justin Foscue at second base. Belusa with the pitch, got there at the knees, inside half of the plate, 2-1 to the left-handed hitter. J.P. Martinez, another good one. He does a lot of things well, does Martinez. He'll bat in the five spot in left field, J.P. Martinez. Pitch by Palouse, swung on, lifted high in the air, shallow right field, and anybody else might find a Bermuda Triangle. Nope, going to be Chase Calabui. There were three guys closing in. Red Harris going out. Marty Bikina coming in from center. And Chase kind of cut right between them and makes the catch in very shallow, in almost center field, more than right center even, but he makes the play, one man down for Kellen Strom. David Garcia catches and bats sixth for the Riders. David Garcia, the catcher. Trey Hare is the designated hitter, batting seventh. Trey Hare, the DH. Belusa's pitch fouled away off to the right now to play off the bat of Kellen Strom, 0-1. Josh Stowers is the center fielder, batting eighth, playing the eighth spot. Josh Stowers in center. And the Riders line up, Jack Spiggers at third base. One run in, one man down. Pitch by Palouse. Out there. Boy, just on the outside corner at the knees. Good pitch, 0-2. Ornelas, who has made his presence known with authority. Harris and Strom up top. Foscue, Martinez, and Garcia in the middle. Hare, Stowers, and Biggers rounded out. Pitch from Palouse. Fouled straight back. Count stays 0-2. Kellen Strom, a 265 hitter, four home runs. He has 16 driven in. Right-handed hitter facing the right-hander, Colin Palouse. Collins' pitch, well, just down and away. Tough pitch to take, but it was a little low and outside. One ball and two strikes to count. Colin making his 14th appearance. Went through a kind of a dry spell, if you will. He struggled a bit over seven or eight starts, swinging a pop foul back out of play. Count stays 1-2. His last two have been very good. He finished the season really strong. Last year was a breakout year for Colin all the way around. That season ended with a stint with the Rockhounds, and he picked up where he left off and then kind of hit that bit of a pitcher slump, I guess. Fly ball right field. Calabui right there. Glasses are glistening. He's got it for the out. So Chase Calabui makes the play, and the batter will be Justin Foscue. Foscue, 277, four home runs and 32 driven in. Cleanup batter in the second baseman. Foscue comes set at the dish, as does Colin at the mound. Delivers down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Overall, Colin Palouse in 14 starts, including this one. So 13 coming in, 70 in the third innings, 85 base hits, so that total a little high. Has good command, he's always shown that. Pitch swung on, ground ball, shortstop. Backhanded by Ironman Niftily, throws to first and got him. And the inning stop, but it is one run on one hit, big fly from Jonathan Ornelas. And that will give Frisco the early lead as the home run, the line drive into the left field home run terrace, appropriately enough. After one, Village Car Wash score, Frisco 1, Rockhounds nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Top of the second, Rockhounds find themselves down 1-0 on the solo home run. Boy, said it, one of the best players in the league. And boy, he showed us right away, Jonathan Ornelas with a home run. And in the top half of the second inning, middle third of the order for the Rockhounds, Jordan Diaz will lead it off. And first pitch from the left-hander, Cody Bradford, up and away for ball one. Jordan at 3-0-1. Some personal business he has extended of late. Then kind of cope off the score sheet, really is. Takes down and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Shadow stretch out here left to right at this ballpark. Always an unusual shadow pattern at this park. Swinging the ground ball to third. Boy, that got past the third baseman Biggers, but that's a self-defense effort. And just like that, Jordan Diaz will extend that personal business I mentioned. I trust that will be a base hit. And, yep, they already popped that up on the board. So Jordan Diaz is now hit in 10 consecutive games. Chase Calabuig, who will come to the plate a bit later in this ball game, maybe this inning, we shall see, but he has an 11-gamer. But Jordan now with a base hit. That's what I mean. He hasn't had a ton of hits in the Corpus Christi series, but he's been consistent. Again, a really tough guy to keep off base and off that score sheet. Here's Jeremy Eierman. Right-handed inning shortstop, takes right down the middle, called strike 0-1. Riders field about as equitable, I think, as it gets in the Texas League. 4-0-9 to center field. That batter's eye actually recessed a little bit. There's a corner on each end of the batter's eye. Swinging a fly ball to right field, on the move after his Strom. Will he get there over the shoulder? He makes the catch, a beauty in the right field corner. Boy, just as he ran out of our line of sight, just the very deepest corners are blocked from our view, but Strom made that play, and that was a beauty. See if we get the finish on this, see if they have a camera that gets that far. I would think they do. Strom made the catch, yeah, over the shoulder. Well, it almost out of the camera view as well. And that was a really good play by Strom in the corner. One man down for Kyle McCann. Lefty-lefty matchup here. It's right down the middle, called strike of the knee. He's 0-1. 4-0-9 to straightaway center. 3-35 down each line. Of the pool area, the lazy river. I don't know. Swing and a miss count as quickly 0-2 to Kyle. Never quite understood the lazy river. It's big, though. I mean, it really is very popular, but temperatures what they have been. But that sits behind the right field wall. Pitch down and away to Kyle, not by much. 1-2 the count. And again, a really cool. Hey, look, I'll be critical of not a fan of the Lazy River. Love the home run terrace they have here in left field. Really cool structure. Little A-frame with a patio out front. Swinging a high fly ball right center field. On the move is Strom. Will he get there? He will not. That ball is gone. I think I got out of here, didn't it? Yeah, baby, that's gone. Two-run sidewalk souvenir. Just got over that yellow line of demarcation deep right center field. No argument from anybody except about 8 people in the stands. And the Rockhounds take the lead. And Kyle McCann, with his 9th home run of this season, RBIs 27 and 28, touches the dish and gets the high five. So the Diaz single. And the Rockhounds get a 2-run home run from Kyle McCann. See how far that ball got out by. It wasn't much, but boy, he hit it well. Can we get another look? Yep, it got over there and was splashed down into the area, the little waterfall that in front of the Lazy River. That ball splashed down. Here's William Simonite. Takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. Kyle McCann, boy, again, a couple of guys, and I think they bat in this game back-to-back. Called strike to William Simonite, 1-1. Jeremy Eierman and Kyle McCann, I think, are two guys who can really be key. We know that they have tremendous upside. And for Jeremy, contact has been kind of the issue, I would think you'd say. A swing and a foul back, and the count is 1-2 now to William Simonite. But Eierman, just for example, hitting .216 is all, but he has 12 home runs and 38 driven in. So, again, you just decrease that number of strikeouts even just a bit, and he becomes a really strong figure in the middle of that lineup. And with Zach Geloff's return apparently now
sneaking up at long last. It'll be interesting. Here's a swing and a foul tip in and out of the catcher's glove, 1-2. So the Hounds lead it 2-1 in their 13th home run of the road trip. Rockhounds hit a dozen home runs at Corpus Christi. That's an average of 2 per game. I know it's easy math, but it needs on. Lifted high in the air to right field. Strom, who's been busy, will give a look, but he'll run out of room. That ball will gently drop into the seats. Count 1-2. Again, Ironman, Kyle McCann, I think those two guys can certainly be very key. Rockhounds are now without Max Schumann. That's an interesting challenge at the top of the order. Here's the 1-2 to Simo. Takes down low, 2-2. Really tough player to replace. Max, of course, hitting 320 almost the entire season, on base a bunch. Base stealer. And you just don't necessarily get a lot of those kind of guys. I mean, if you have one, that's great. And this pitch just missed. 3-2 to Simon. I'd see if they give us a second look at that. From upstairs, sometimes as high as we are, a little bit tough to tell. 4 stories up. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Bases empty. 1 man down. 2 runs across. Simonite swings, fly ball, well struck, center field. Going back is Stower, still back, and he will make the catch near the wall. Boy, and bangs into the wall in left center field. Well, Josh must have had a head of steam going. He really banged into that wall. We'll get a second look at this. Stowers on a 3-2 pitch, drove that ball pretty deep. Stowers makes it, see, reaches up, catch, yeah, one stride onto the track, and then he spun against those. And they have the electronic billboards, the LED, I guess they are. A lot of fancy stuff here in Frisco. No air conditioning in the press box, but a lot of fancy stuff. Ground ball, right side, handled easily by Fosco. Yeah, thank you very much. Glad the scoreboard's working just really well. Oh, my goodness, might want to get that technician up to the press box by tomorrow. So the Rockhounds get a couple on Kyle McCann's 9th home run of the season, and his 27th and 28th runs batted in. We'll go to the bottom of the second. The Rockhounds have the lead. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 2, Riders 1.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive games from Easy Peasy to You're Never Getting Out of Here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and... oh, my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos? I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Rockhounds 2, Rough Riders 1, bottom half of the second inning as J.D. Martinez will lead it off. David Garcia and Trey Hare to follow. Still playing under bright sunshine. Sky just still a brilliant blue. Barely a cloud to be seen. 100 degrees at first pitch. 103 the heat index here. J.P. Martinez, left-handed hitter, takes down and in for a ball. 1-0. And about J.P. does not hit for a ton of power, but he has some and does basically a lot of things right across the board. He's been one of the key guys. Swings high fly ball, right field. But I think Caleb Week has room. He does. Chase has been busy. That'll be his third putout among the first 4 outs of the ball game. Fly ball to right field. Well hit, but not well enough. One away for David Garcia, switch hitting catcher. 248 average, 5 homers and 23 driven in. Shadows stretching out, covering about the left one-third or so of the playing surface. A jagged skyline like. And Calabuy got to move, and he won't get there. That ball is over his head. Base of the wall in right field. Garcia turns for 2.
with just a line drive by Garcia. Very, very similar swing, and I'm going to check the pitch location. This by a left-handed hitter. Well, that ball down a little bit more than the home run ball. Chase made a good effort after it, could not make the play. So a double by Garcia, second base hit of the ball game for the Riders, both of them for extra bases, each team with a home run in this game. Solo by Ornelas leading off the first inning for the Riders. Two-run home run for Kyle McCann in the top of this, the second inning. Here's Trey Hare. He's a guy with home run pop for certain. 244 average, 13 homers, and 43 driven in. Takes over the inside part of the plate for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Trey, left-handed hitter, infielder by trade, designated hitter in this ball game. Last half of inning number two. Hare waits. Look at second by Collin. Pitch swung on. Pop foul out of play. Left side 0-2 to count. Since this ballpark does not have an actual main structure, it is composed of the very high, tall, four-story building, which has, I think, some of the maybe suites, a large restaurant-type area, among other things, right down below us. Press box way up top. Swinging a foul out of play. It's 0-2. So, yep, press box is way up high. Attention, Amarillo. It is, however, behind home plate, which is good. But on either side, then, three two-story buildings. Each there gray with white trim. So there's no main body to the stadium. So the shadows, the sun sneaks through between each of those buildings on the left side. Swinging a fly to center. Pequena going back. Has room. Backpedals. Pulls up. Makes the catch. Runner will tag and easily get to third. Will Garcia. Comes with two men down, but that puts a little added pressure on pitcher and catcher. Fly ball to center, two men down. Garcia to third base, and the batter is Josh Storrs. Center fielder is Josh Storrs, hitting .236, four home runs, 26 driven in. Really good base runner. If he gets on, he's 16 out of 18 on the base path, so runs really well. Runner at third, tying run. Pitch, a breaking ball to the outside corner, called strike 0-1. Storrs, the number 9 batter in the order for the Rough Riders. One out, double by Garcia, and he is now at third base with one away. Make it two down, forgive me, two men are out. Pitch, just low and in, one ball, one strike. Jax Biggers would be next. Here in the Frisco second inning, Rockhounds 2, Riders 1. Storrs waits, stretch and pitch by Palouse, swung on, fly ball, right field again. Boy, Calabrese's really been busy. He'll make that catch. Six outs so far in this game, four of them on fly balls to right fielder Chase Calabrese. I don't know if that's a meaningful stat or not, but he has been busy out there, and that, by the way, is really the sun field in this game. So no runs on a base hit, no errors, and one left. We have played two. We're in Frisco opening this six-game series. Village Car Wash score of this ballgame. Hounds 2 and the Riders 1.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram. Delivering life every day.
Top half of the third, and Chase Calabrese will lead it off, so that gives us some drama right off the bat. Pun, I guess, intended. Rockhounds coming off a six-game sweep of the Corpus Christi Hooks. Boy, and on the road with, we talked about it quite a bit in the press box at Corpus. Really, really good bunch of people there. And six-game series, a sweep of any kind is really rather remarkable, and on the road is certainly a little bit even more so. San Antonio had that happen to them at home against Frisco to open their home season way back in April. And the Hounds now do it against the Corpus Christi Hooks on the road. And with it, the Hounds at 10-2 mark. And again, they're at a stretch where playing well on the road is going to be pretty important. 24 out of 33 on the road beginning with this road trip. So 6 in the books out of 24. First pitch swing, Cowboy. High drive to right. You want to extend a hit streak? Gone, sidewalk souvenir. And I mean to the moon, Alice. To the moon. Cowboy drives that over the lazy river out of this ballpark. And he now has a 12-game hit streak. And if you don't think that's an impressive streak, he is hitting about .525 in the streak. And in his last 30 games, Chase Cowboy is a .400 hitter. I'm going to get another look at this. And boy, yeah, that ball was pretty much down the middle. And he just tattooed it way out of here for Chase Cowboy. My goodness, swinging strike to Marty Bacchino, 0-1. And again, all of those great numbers. He's hitting .320 for the year. He leads the team. Top 10 in the league, and then some. And he's batting ninth. Pitch to Marty. Check swing. Did he go? Boy, they say he did. That's tough. No balls, two strikes. Boy, not much of a swing there, but he went. Just amazing stuff. And we've been talking about it in the Corpus Christi series that Bobby Crosby really values the nine spot in the order. Here's a swing and a miss, and boy, Marty, foul tip and up and down on three. Kina has seen six pitches and has two strikeouts in this game. Man, that'll drive you nuts. Third strikeout for Cody Bradford. He's now gotten Marty twice. You got Brett Harris in the first two. Now we'll step to the dish. 3-1 the score. Boy, those, the 1927 Yankees and the 2022 Rockhounds. At least on this road trip, pitched down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. 14 home runs in seven games. In fact, 14 homers in six games and two innings plus. Swinging a foul back. Count is 1-1 to Brett. Boy, that drive by Chase, you don't necessarily expect that from Chase. That's his sixth home run. He can certainly get out of the park, but boy, he got it out of the park big time with that one. Pitch up and away. It's 2-1. Of course, nine feeds right into the top of the order. Once you get through one time in the order, and what Bobby said about Chase, boy, he has proven it. As the Hounds right fielder, bouncing ball foul 2-2 to Brett Harris. Chase has no problem batting in the nine spot. And my goodness, I guess he doesn't. Talk all the time about streaks, and they're always cool to watch. I mean, streaks are fun. We watch him a bunch pitch high and away. 3-2 now to Brett Harris. But, boy, this one, I mean, you talk about the real deal. I don't know what's more impressive, the 12-game streak in which he's hitting better than .500 or hit .400 or more in 30 games. Pitch down and away, and Brett Harris coaxes a walk. That's the first of the game for Cody Bradford. So the Rockhounds now with three runs on three base hits, a single and two home runs. And they lead it by the score of 3-1. Brett Harris will be the base runner. And Logan Davidson to the plate. Logan bounced out to third his first time up. Very good series at Corpus Christi. Went 10 for 22. That's a nifty .455 average. Stretching pitch by Bradford. Logan batting right-handed. Pitch down and away for ball 1-1-0. Big is 38th RBI. It was so good to see him looking like Chase Cowboy again. Boy, and then some. Pitch a called strike, and it's 1-1. Man, those kind of averages. He's looking like Mike Trout. Okay, pick your favorite player, but you get the point. He has just been off the charts good. Stretch by Bradford. Pitch to the plate, swung on, lifted high in the air to center field, straight away for Stowers. And Josh is there. He'll make the play. So two men down in the inning. Returning to first base is Brett Harris. Two down for Jordan Diaz. Jordan, a base hit, extended his hit streak to a cool 10 games with a single his first time up, right-handed hitter. He's the designated hitter tonight. You know, I keep the stat and say, I know it probably is one that doesn't jump out at you, might not make a whole lot of sense necessarily, but you knew this kid's calling card was the bat coming in, and he's only 21, takes down and away for a ball. So to see how he would handle double A, I think was a very legitimately good question. In his first eight games, again, the Amarillo series and a little bit more, first two series basically, swinging a foul back. And he hit 156, and he kind of looked that way. He looked a little bit, I don't want to say overmatched, but just didn't have things going. But it did not take him long since Game 9 in which he has played. Jordan Diaz is hitting 319. The stretch and pitch down and going is Brett Harris. He'll get there. That pitch in the dirt. And Harris broke and will get to second. It'll be 2-1 to Jordan Diaz, and I believe that will be a stolen base. And he clearly got there, maybe not by a bunch, but he got there, and we'll see how they will, and that will be scored. Get the computer to cooperate here and double-check that. I would assume stolen base for Brett. If so, it is his third, but we'll let the say on that rather obviously. Runner in scoring position, two men down, a 2-1 count. Diaz waits, right-handed hitter. Stretch and pitch takes way up high. Ball 3-1. Cody Bradford in the place. I'm not sure you really want to go. 3-1 to Jordan Diaz. And the Hounds are knocking the ball all over the yard in Corpus Christi. Jordan had one of the 12 home runs the Hounds hit there. He was, again, fairly quiet in the series. Swings and rips one. Left side, another base hit between third and short. Going to send the runner home. There will be a throw. One hop. Throw is there. Did they get it? Nope. Beat it. Throw was just a tinch wide. David Garcia tried to catch the ball basically just wide of the dish, third base side foul ground, and tried to turn and tag Brett Harris. Brett didn't slide, and I think that might have been the reason he was safe. And we're going to look again. Jordan Diaz just drove in his 49th run of the year. One hop, two hops. Yep, and he went in. There was no question he was not tagged. So an RBI single for Jordan. Already extended the hit streak, and now one RBI short of 50. Boy, he has been a story on the year. So Brett Harris, they have to get a visit to the mound here. I don't know that they have credited or not Brett with a stolen base. Go back here and see if they, yep, they did give him a stolen base. They were catching up everything else, I believe. So Brett Harris with the steal scores on the Diaz base hit. It's a 4-1 game. Jordan, as mentioned, 49 runs driven in. Visit on the mound is over, and Jeremy Ironman will be the batter. The Rockouts have four runs on four base hits and a walk in this game, so they have really taken great advantage. And, of course, the long ball can do that for you. So Diaz 2-for-2 with an RBI. It's a 4-1 game. Here's Jeremy Ironman. Bradford's pitch. Interesting. If Brett Harris had tried to slide, pitch up high for a ball, one ball, one strike, it looked a little unusual that he didn't. But I think if he had, he would have slowed down just enough and maybe just by going into the slide might have been a little easier for Garcia to spin and tag. There's a swing and a foul tip in and out of David Garcia's glove. It's 1-2. So by going in, he didn't give Garcia a lot of target in terms of tagging him, and he just won half of a stride ahead of the tag. Close play and a good throw by Martinez. Just a tinch wide. One ball, two strikes. Ironman fouls one back with a big cut. One ball, two strikes to count. So the Hounds on top here, 4-0. San Antonio, I saw correctly, I think I did. San Antonio, early lead against Amarillo. I think they are in the panhandle. We'll double check on that. Lead off second by Diaz, who went there in the throw, and a swing and a miss. And out on strikes is Jeremy Ironman. So four strikeouts for Bradford. And the inning is over, but the Rockhounds get two runs on two hits and a walk. And a home run by Chase Calabrese, RBI single by Jordan Diaz. So we go to the bottom of the third, and our Village Car Wash score of the game. The Rockhounds 4, and the Rough Riders 1.
Parenting is full of surprises.
You never know what to expect.
So after our son was born, I called my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent to set up a life insurance policy in case something happened to me.
Sawyer is now 2.
And we'll soon have a sister. There's no one else I would trust with protecting my family.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
In our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia tonight, the Titanic of all baseball promotions. We will give you details coming up. Bottom half of the third inning on the way. Rockhounds lead it by the score of 4-1. It'll be Jax Biggers then back to the top of the order for Jonathan Ornelas, who homered to start this game for Frisco. And Dustin Harris will follow. So Colin Palouse back to the mound. Colin, in his first four starts of the year, had a 2.57 ERA. I'm sorry, 2.74, forgive me, 2.74. Nice handwriting, Bob. In his last nine, 6.85. Now, he's had some solid starts. His last was a very good one at home against San Antonio, called strike to Jax Biggers. It's 0-1. And certainly the Rockhounds, just when you look at pennant race, and of course, pennant race and what Double A is all about, minor league baseball is all about, those are two different things. A swing and a foul away, it's 0-2. So you have to remember that player development is number one on the list without question, but well, if you're involved in a pennant race, that just makes it all the better. It's gravy, really. But as you and I both very well know, it's really nice gravy. Pitch just up and in, and the count goes a ball and two strikes, trying to back him away on the 1-2 pitch with the 0-2. It is now 1-2. And for the pennant race perspective, Colin Palouse, certainly a guy that the Rockhounds would like to get back, and as we have seen lately, can be getting back toward his earlier form, swinging the foul away. It's 1-2. And one thing about jinxing him, nothing is every time out for sure, but give him the baseball. Pretty good chance you're going to get really solid innings, and he can be a real workhorse. Pitches up high with a fastball. Count is 2-2. Right-hander is Colin Palouse. Beard and that hair working just fine. Thank you very much. 2-2 count. Biggers waits from the left side. Takes outside ball 3. And Jax Biggers now a 3-2 count. Colin out of Wake Forest University, as is first baseman William Simonite. Right-hander stretch, a delivery looped foul out of play, so Biggers hanging in there, got down to the count 0-2. He's fouled a couple away, and he's run the count full here to lead off the third inning. Biggers, left-handed hitter, he's the third baseman. Jack's hitting an even 300. It's a fairly small sample size. 32 games, so that's still pretty doggone solid. He takes inside, draws a walk. That's one thing Colin Palouse does not do a lot of, is walk base runners. That's just his 16th walk of the season in 72 and a third innings. Top of the order here is Jonathan Ornelas, and boy, he drilled one into the left field home run terrace to lead off the top, or bottom rather, of the first inning. With the Riders on top, the Rockhounds have answered with 4. Ornelas, right-handed hitter at 320. The home run was his 8th of the year. Pitch by Palouse, sails way up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. All three home runs in this ballgame, pretty well the real deal. Kyle McCann didn't get it out by much, but he hit it the deepest of the three. That was to the power alley in right center. The other two were pulled. Ornelas to left and Calabuig to right. Pitch down the middle, called strike, and it's 1-1. Ornelas' home run was more of a line drive. Boy, Calabuig's just absolutely, what did the man say in the major movie, in the paper trail? One ball, one strike, one on, and nobody down. Throw to first base, and it'll chase Biggers back to the bag. Last of the third inning in Frisco. Interesting, the Rough Riders have been better all season on the road than they are at home, and it's not a great difference. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-1. Now a hitter's count to a very dangerous hitter. They are one game under 500 at home. They're 19-20 here at Riders Field. But they're 24-18 on the road. Took 4 out of 6 from the Hounds at Momentum Bank Ballpark. The pitch swung on into right field. That's going to drop, I do believe. That's over Calabuig's head. In fact, they'll track it down, but that's going to be an extra base hit. And boy, now getting all tangled up here. Runner coming for the plate. He will score. And interesting rounding. First base, Simonite, the first baseman, and Ornelas, the base runner, both got tangled up. But I don't think either is a guilty party, and there will be nothing said about it. But that'll be an RBI double by Ornelas. Biggers runs really well. I didn't think he would score on that play, but he did. Ornelas, opposite field drive. It went over Chase's head. Calabuig knocked it down or tried. Then Ornelas and Simonite bumped into one another in about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 strides. They were pushing against one another. Ornelas trying to break loose. And Simonite, now I think there may be a bit of a discussion on this. I would think so. Whether or not interference might be called on first baseman William Simonite. They'll discuss it. I don't think so. Just watching it in the replay, I don't think it was either player's fault necessarily. The Biggers will score. RBI for Ornelas is his 39th, his second of the game. He has a home run and now an RBI double to right field. So the walk comes back to haunt. It is 4-2, and here's Dustin Harris, and he is very dangerous. Left-handed hitter takes a called strike from... That was a crazy play. You don't see that very often. Simonite and Ornelas basically trying to get loose from one another, and it took about 6 strides. So Ornelas was clearly slowed down. No question, he was slowed by the collision. Pitch foul back 0-2. But I am guessing the explanation would be that basically that was a mutual collision, if you will. Both players were responsible for it. So Ornelas remains at second base. Biggers does score, so it's a 4-2 game. 0-2 count to Harris. Pitch by Palouse. Swung on, lifted in the air, center field, not deep. Marty Bukina is there. He'll drift over, makes the catch. Ornelas will have to stay at second base. Fly ball out. One man down in the inning, and Kellen Strom will be the batter. Strom flew out to right field his first time up. So a 4-2 game with the Rockhounds on top. Kellen Strom, right-handed hitter. Palouse comes set. Collin with the sign. Quick glance at second. Turns comes to the plate. Hit the outside corner of the knees. 0-1. No balls in the strike. Kellen Strom, whose home is Eugene, Oregon. Fifth rounder in 2019. Right-handed hitter waits, runner in scoring position. Pitch by Palouse is fouled away off to the right and out of play, 0-2. Collin has gone 0-2 on 3 of the 4 batters he's faced in the inning. Frustratingly, Jax Biggers was the first of those, and he ended up walking Biggers. He really battled up there and eventually did draw the base on balls. Strom ready, 0-2 count. Runner takes the lead, the 0-2 pitch. Boy, just low and outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes. The Eugene, Oregon, home of the University of Oregon. Went to San Jose State to play his college ball, did Kellen Strom. Swings, ground ball, left side. Shortstop Davidson will handle. Going to be a long throw. Sets up throws. Did he get him? Nope, safe. Beat it out. Ball was hit on a long high hop to the edge of the grass and a little toward the hole. That's a tough play. Runner will hold at second. Will Ornelas with a base hit for Strom. Went again, a really good at-bat. That was started with an 0-2 count. Davidson, I would think you would say, did absolutely everything he could on that play. It was simply a long throw, and Strom runs well. Not really a base stealer, or hasn't been so far, but he got down the line in a hurry. Now Justin Foscue bounced to short his first time. But the Riders in business, tying runs are in, or on base, rather, one run in scoring position. First and second. Calusa's pitch has bounced foul off Foscue's bat. Justin, very solid, .277 average, 4 home runs, 32 driven in. Right-handed hitter, he's been a top 5 prospect. Some rankings for the Texas Rangers, the Major League affiliate here, since this team arrived. Early 2000s, I can never recall if that was 3 or 4, I believe it was 3. Pitch inside, did it hit him? Or was it a foul ball? I think it will be a foul ball, yep. So count is one ball and one strike to Foscue. First and second, one man down. 4-2 ball game. Hounds lead. Shadow is stretching out, covering almost all of the diamond now. Right field is the, boy, is the sun field. And look out and see the sunglasses of Chase Calabrese glistening. Just got a second look at that. That pitch hit the bat all the way. It was turned into it a little bit, did Justin Foscue. One ball, one strike. Ball hit back up the middle. That is a base hit. He's going to score a run, and it's 4-3. Went right over the bag. Diving effort by Brett Harris. Could not get there. RBI single for Foscue. So offense right now ruling the day here in Frisco. Ornelas will score. We went down after that and skied with his 33rd RBI of the season. So first and second, kind of thought Chris Smith might come out, and indeed he will. Boy, both teams really doing a nice job with taking advantage of opportunities as well. Just got a camera shot of Brett Harris, who will join the conversation on the mound. Man, he is covered with dirt. Made a head-first dive at that ball back up the middle. J.P. Martinez is the batter. It's 4-3 score now. Chris Smith talking with Colin Palouse. And the conversation will break up. Riders wearing the classic home white uniforms, trimmed largely in the maroon color. A little splash of blue on the numerals. Rockhounds are wearing the sky blue jerseys, deep dark sky blue with white and orange trim. Name and number in neon white. Got the A's logo on the left sleeve. And Rockhounds in orange across the chest. So two on, one down. Here's J.P. Martinez. Again, this guy, very dangerous hitter. Not a big run producer, but he has a chance to do that right here. He takes up and in for a ball. It's 1-0. Martinez hitting .286, 9 homers, 25 driven in, 25 steals. Strom takes the lead off second. Foscue off first. Pitch by Palouse. Ground ball right side. That'll be handled nicely by Simon. That goes to second and one. The relay throw is not in time. Colin got over to cover the bag, but not quite in time. So 4-6 goes the put out. Get the lead runner through the hounds. 3-6, forgive me. That was William Simonite with a play. Went to Jeremy Ironman. The throw not quite in time in return. Moving to third base is Strom. Reaching on the fielder's choice is Martinez. Second out of the inning is Foscue. And now a very big batter, David Garcia. Now he doubled to right field his first time up. First and third, two man down. Tying run 90 feet away. 4-3 hounds. Long inning, fifth batter. Garcia waits, takes, strike inside corner, 0-1. Jumped on the first pitch he saw back in the second inning, all the way back in the second. You remember the last inning. Eventually was stranded at third base. Garcia, switch hitting catcher, waits, batting from the left side. Palouse with a 1-1 pitch, and that is punched foul, making an 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. Garcia at the plate, Trey Hare waiting on deck. And field pretty much in shadows. Right field, especially deep and into the right field corner, looking right into what remains of the direct sunlight. Ballpark sits down below street level a bit. Stretch and pitch. Boy, right there, but low, I guess. Love to get a second look at that. Must have been just below the knees. One ball, two strikes. Boy, that's a tough pitch to take, but David Garcia is a catcher. Therefore, probably a really good idea of that strike zone. Took that pitch just low. 1-2. Runners at the corners. Palouse comes set. Pitch takes flight. Swung on. Bounced foul. Third base side. 1-2. We'll do it again. Call him to get a tug at the rosin bag, and Garcia steps way out of the box. So, you know, reset everything here. Pitch clock begins to count to click down again. Martinez at first, Strom at third, two men down. 1-2 count, Garcia waits. The look, set, leg kick and pitch. Got him, swing and a miss. Got him to chase away just a little bit, did Colin Palouse, so he leaves the tying run on base, but the Riders get a couple. Boy, offense has been big in this game. Two runs on three base hits, a walk, and two men left. Give you some totals after three in a moment. A little trivia coming up as well. Village Car Wash score through three complete in Frisco. Rockhounds 4, Rough Riders 3.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. Unrivaled and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
Plenty of offense here in the Metroplex. We are through three. Rockhounds lead it 4-3. Both teams have been, boy, pretty economical with runs and hits. Rockhounds 4 runs, 4 hits. Frisco 3 runs, 5 hits. Game has been errorless to this point in time. Frisco, early lead, Jonathan Ornelas, bottom of the first inning, a solo home run leading it off. Rockhounds came back with a two-run home run. Kyle McCann knocking the ball out of the ballpark in the second inning. Hounds extended the lead to 4-1. Solo home run by Chase Kalibwig, and the difference in this game right now, Jordan Diaz, an RBI single. Riders got two more in the third as we go to the top half of the fourth, pitch bending down and away to the leadoff batter, Kyle McCann. He is the two-run homer. RBI's been Jonathan Ornelas and a double. Justin Foscue and a single. 4-3 score. Big swing and a miss from Kyle. One ball, one strike. Love the home run from Kyle McCann, not just for the obvious reason, but he got down to the count 0-2. And again, just talking about Kyle McCann and Jeremy Ironman, he cut down on the strikeouts and more contact. They are both capable of really, really good things. Picks up high for a ball. Two balls, one strike. William Simonite and Saheed Valenzuela to follow in the Rockhounds' fourth. First of a six-game series. Second half of a road trip. Pitch down the middle called strike, and it's 2-2 to the Hounds' catcher. Teams will play tomorrow through Saturday, 7:05. Sunday, 6:05 here. 2-2. Just high and away. Full count now, 3-2 the count. Then a four-day all-star break with all of affiliated baseball majors and minors. Hounds are next home a week from Friday, and we'll tell you more about what's coming up. It swung on, looked into the air, right center field. Fairly well struck. Boy, still going. That ball, is that going to find the wall? It did. That ball found the base of the wall. I'll be doggone. I would not have thought so. Stowers from center, Strom from right, and they both looked like they had a bead on it. That ball just kept on carrying. We get great looks here. Let's get a look at this replay. Down and away with the pitch, sent it into right center field, and boy, that ball got all the way to the wall. Did not think it had that much, and that's just a perfect example there. Kyle McCann, two really good at-bats in this game. First was the home run. That started with an 0-2, and this one on a 3-2 pitch. And, man, the kid is strong. Boy, that ball got a long way. Called strike to William Simonite. It looked as if either Strom or Stowers would catch the ball just shy of the track, but it just kept on going, and there's not much breeze tonight. So the double for McCann leading off the inning, fifth hit for the Rockhounds in the game. Simo swings, fouls it back, and the count is 0-2. Well, that was a well-hit ball. Inside-out swing. Went deep into the power alley in right center field. Stowers came close, but he could not get to it. So the Hounds with a one-run lead, runner in scoring position, nobody out. Pitch to Simonite, fouled back, and it's 0-2. Simo flew out to deep center field. Good catch by Stowers. That was a little left of center. He is 0-for-1. Mentioned briefly the Rockhounds' schedule beginning with this road trip, which started on the 4th of July. Pitched down and in, 1-2. Beginning with Independence Day, the Rockhounds playing 24 of 33 games. And 28 out of 37 days on the road, or at least away from the ballpark, that four-day break, of course. Guys will scatter a little bit, I would think. Swinging a well-hit ball, line drive into center field. That'll drop in front of Stowers, a base hit, going to wave the runner home. Here comes Stowers' throw. It'll be not quite in time. Got away, and down to second goes Simonite. So that will be an error. We'll see against whom it is charged. Simonite, and what a good at-bat for Simo. That started 0-2, and he drives home the can. It's 5-3 Rockhounds. Simonite with his 23rd run batted in. Boy, Stowers' throw had a chance. They bluffed the cutoff. And it went just a little wide. He may actually get the error on that. I don't know. We'll see. Put an error in the Rockhounds column for some reason on the main scoreboard here. I don't believe that's correct. So the RBI, Rockhounds now have 5 runs on 6 base hits. Now they have swapped the error around. Thank you very much. We'll check who gets the error. But Simonite reaches second base. Looking to bunt, drawing the bat back is Saheed Valenzuela. So single compounded by a throwing error home. And when they credit that on the main screen here, we'll give that to you. Runner in scoring position, nobody out. Saheed waits, takes, down and in. Count goes 2 balls, no strikes. So the Hounds get another one back. It is 5-3. And maybe looking at that again, obviously it has to be an error because Simonite was not moving up until the ball got back to the backstop. But the question might be against whom the error is, or to whom the error is charged. My grammar is probably way off on that. Swing, little looper in the shallow right. Catch! Beautiful catch in the right field by Strom. Simonite had a hustle back to the bag. He claps his hands together a couple of times. That is an absolute beauty. Boy, he had that gauged and made the catch, then tumbled to the ground. Beautifully handled by Strom in right field, right center to be precise. A little flare off the bat of Valenzuela. One on and one man down. It'll be a fielding error on the catcher, David Garcia, for missing the throw. That allows Simonite to second. Chase Calabrese takes a strike, 0-1. Well, Chase has already extended the hit streak to 12 and did it with a first pitch swing and a monstrous home run out of here to right field. Pitch is down low for a ball, 1 ball, 1 strike. So in this inning, double, Kyle McCann, base of the wall, right center field. William Simonite, single to center. McCann scores. Catcher David Garcia charged with an error to allow the throw to get back to the backstop, and Simonite advancing to second. Brilliant catch by Strom. Takes a hit away from Valenzuela. Pitch to Chase, fly ball, left center field. And that ball, I think, will carry into lefty at will. Martinez will make the catch, and Simon is going to try to come to third base, and he will get there. The throw a little wide. It's interesting. That's the second out of the inning, but coming to third base is Simonite, and he got there. So fly ball to left field. Chase is one for two. It's a minor slump for Chase Calabuig of late. Simo at third, talking with Bobby Crosby. Well, I had to tell Bobby, I got to the hotel just a little bit ahead of the guys yesterday morning. And then, of course, here's Marty Bucchino, runner at third, two men down. Marty has seen six pitches. They're all strikes. Seven, they are all strikes, 0-1. Key to the door of the hotel room didn't work, so I had to go back downstairs, tugging all of my luggage with me. The guys were arriving, and I rode up in the elevator with Bobby, and just had to tell him, just a great job the field staff has done. And I'm not trying to jinx anybody or saying the Hounds are going to win the set. Well, I've been around this day by day. What they have gone through to keep this thing together, amazing. Really, truly is. Swinging a foul back. 1-2 now to Marty. Finally saw a pitch that wasn't a strike. Bobby, of course, the manager, second year with the Hounds. Chris Smith, pitching coach. One of the nicest people on the planet. Likewise, Todd Takeyoshi, the hitting coach. Really good group. Swinging ground ball, left side, got a chance. Base hit for Bucchino, and that'll drive in a run. Marty Bucchino with a base hit to left field. Well, strikeout total's been high of late for Marty, and that was a 1-2 pitch. And again, you just flat love that. In the score easily is Simonite. And a base hit for Marty Bucchino. He hit that sharply between third and short. Rockhounds have their seventh base hit, their sixth run. It is now 6-3. Marty with his 16th RBI. To check run being earned or unearned, that's up to the scorekeeper. Pitch down and into Brett Harris. He has struck out, walked, stolen a base, and scored, has Brett. So the Hounds now with two in the second, two in the third, and now two in the fourth inning. Six runs on seven base hits in this game. Two home runs along the way. Pitch drops down low, 2-0 to Brett Harris. And, of course, roster moves will continue to evolve. That's Double-A baseball. We know that. Max Schumann going up to Triple-A. And you really won't replace Max Schumann. He's a guy who's just a classic leadoff hitter. Pitch is just down and in. And, of course, Major League Baseball, you love to go out and find a guy like that. You specifically build your roster with, you hope anyway, a guy who fits that leadoff spot. Minor League Baseball, it's similar to left-handed pitching. You may or may not have several left-handers. You may have down and in for a ball. It's now should be now a 3-1 count, I believe. Scoreboard had us misled. Is it now 3-0? It is now 3-0. Forgive me. I wrote one down twice. But Marty Bucchino taking over the leadoff spot, at least in this ball game, and has an RBI single. He's on at first. Pitch right there. 3-1, the count to Brett Harris. Three balls, one strike, correct count. Sure wish Max all the very best as he gets that chance to go to Triple-A. Boy, what a run it's been since midway through 21, really, for Max. Pop-up, right side, foul ground, and that will get into the seats. We'll rattle around a little bit. Handful of kiddos after that. Three balls, two strikes to Brett Harris. And, of course, the injured list, well, it got down to 9. I believe the correct number now is 11. J.J. Schwarz is on the injured list, but he should come off tomorrow. Zach Gelof perhaps later in this series. Pitch is down and in. Ball 4. I think Bradford thought he had a strikeout. He started to walk off the mound. Did Cody? Second walk of the ball game instead. Both to Brett Harris. Two men on. Here's Logan Davidson. Boy, the Rockhounds would love to add a little more here. Austin Briggs. Boy, it's got to be so frustrating. He has pitched really well. A visit now to the mound, and that may be it for Cody Bradford. He has been out there a while. Yep, going to go to the bullpen. Austin Briggs has been placed on the injured list. Shane Selman activated from it. And again, J.J. Schwarz, and I was not for certain J.J. had been placed on the injured list. Don't know if that was, as Bobby said, the regular list or the COVID list, but he is scheduled now to come back tomorrow, so good news there. And Austin Beck, and boy, really sorry to hear this, but Austin Beck, who, boy, had that gruesome look, he came back strong, and the thought was that he was going to be okay, but he is not. He's going to have surgery, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Austin has battled injuries his entire career, and man, he gets his first chance to come up to Double A, and his season now is over. So, again, that's season-ending injured list. Ty Tiedemann will come on to pitch. Tall right-hander we have seen multiple times. Ty Tiedemann will come on with two men on base. And he will face Logan Davidson. Logan will turn around and bat from his, I guess, really the preferred side, especially for power, the left side. Ty Tiedemann always takes that extra couple of seconds to get Ty's name spelled correctly. I misspell his name on the run, of course, here on the score sheet. I always want to put an R in there, make it Tiedemann, and it's not. It is Tiedemann, so forgive me for taking the extra time there to scratch the name down. He comes on with two on, two out, fourth inning. Rockhounds lead with a score of 6-3. Notice the online score sheet does not want to give the Rockhounds their sixth run, but I promise you it is a 6-3 ball game. Certainly the re-addition of Zach Geloff will really be key for the Rockhounds as the second half race will continue. And again, he is scheduled. He was going to come back, I thought, at the end of the last homestand. It was again sidelined and did not appear in the Corpus Christi series. But according to Bobby in my conversation with him today, Zach should be back during this series. And that is really good news for the Rockhounds. Tremendous young player is Zach Geloff. Ty Tiedemann is ready to go, as is Logan Davidson. 0 for 2. He's bounced to third and flown out to center field. Batting from the left side, takes low and in from the tall right-hander. One ball and no strikes. Harris is on at first. Two men down, two runs in. Pitch, and that'll drop down low. Two balls, no strikes, so hitters count here for the Rockhound shortstop. Hounds have... I don't know why they're having trouble with that sixth run. It is 6-3. The online scoreboard has 5-3. Thank you very much. 2-0 pitch way outside. Ball 3. 3-0 now. Ty Tiedemann from Long Beach, California. Pitched for the Riders last year and again here in 2022. Left-hander with a 5-point, right-hander, 5.26 earned run average. Finds the heart of the plate, 3-1 to Logan Davidson. Davidson waits, Tiedemann set, right-hander delivers, the ball swung on, sent into the air to center field. This is deep, but is it deep enough? Stowers going back, still back at the track, he'll haul it in. Boy, Logan sent that one about 395 feet. That was deep center field, but the inning comes to an end. So the Rockhounds get a couple of runs on three base hits, one error, and two men are left on base. I'll check earned and unearned runs, but the Rockhounds have scored twice in each of the last three innings. To the bottom half of the fourth we go. Village Car Wash score now has the Hounds on top, 6-3.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find it. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Colin Ballou's back to the mound. One would think this is kind of an important lockdown inning for Colin. Offense has really dictated this game so far. Rock Hounds leading at 6-3. Hounds scoring two runs in each of the last three innings. The Riders, meantime, getting a run in the first inning. They answered with two more in the third to get back within a run. And the Rock Hounds have now put two more back on the board. So Hounds lead at 6-3. And the batter will be Trey Hare, bottom third of the order to face Colin Palouse. Playing the pull up the middle. Takes a strike over the inside edge. Does the left-handed hitting designated hitter 0-1. He flew out to deep center his first time. Trey looking back and asking our home plate umpire, crew chief Mike Carroll, about that pitch. Then nodded. Guess he got the response that satisfied him. Pitch way up and in. One ball, one strike to count. So last of the fourth, boy, a lot of offense early on in this ball game. Pitch swung on, lifted in the air, left center field. This is fairly well struck. Bikino on the move. Will he get there? Marty will track it down in left center field. Bikino with the catch. A long way to get that, did Marty. One man down in inning number four. It is the Titanic of all promotional events in baseball history, one would think. There may have been more bizarre ones. This one actually made a small amount of sense. I emphasize the word small. Back in 1979, this was the date. The date which will live in baseball infamy anyway. Called strike to Josh Stowers. Bill Beck and son Mike operating the Chicago White Sox. The Sox and the Detroit Tigers were to play baseball phrase at Comiskey Park in Chicago. Pitch swung on, fouled back, count is 0-2. And the year now, remember, was 1979. So there was a genre of music known as disco. And you know, there was actually some very nice disco music. There were good musicians who made disco music, but it didn't go over with anybody, with everybody, that is. And, well, at some point, maybe enough was enough of the disco era. 0-2 count. Josh Stowers takes up high. And so Bill Beck got with a local radio station, I'm guessing a rock station, and they developed this idea of a disco sucks night. Thank you very much. Swinging a pop foul, right side, in pursuit, Simonite looking over the shoulder, can't quite get there. Boy, he absolutely busts his spikes. That was William Simonite. Gotta love that. One ball, two strikes. So here was the prospect, the promotion itself, and this goes back to the days that some of us remember, some of us fondly, where music was actually available on records, on vinyl, right? Including not only albums, but something called 45s, 45 RPM. Kids, Google it, but they were cool. 45s were really cool. One ball, two strikes. Swung on, fly ball, right field. Cowboy busy. Busy again, drifts back. He's got it, two men down. A couple of fly ball outs here. Colin has pitched contact. He has struck out only one batter, walked one batter. So the deal was, you bring to the ballpark in Chicago on this date in 1979 a piece of disco music that you would like to see go away, whether it was a 45 or an album, the 33s, then you would get in for 98 cents. 98 cents got you into the ballgame as long as you brought a disc, a vinyl disc, a disco record that you thought should be done away with, and that was what they were going to do. First pitch swing, fouled back, 0-1 to Jack's Biggers. It was a doubleheader, and the idea was this. Between disco records that people bought to get in for a buck, basically 98 cents, I'm sure that was 98, I'm sure it was the radio station frequency or something like it. Should have looked that up. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Look, a ripped Biggers comes up empty. Jack's got down in the count last time, but then drew a walk and scored on the double by Jonathan Ornelas, who waits on deck. 0-2 count. Biggers waits. Set by Palouse. 0-2 pitch. Foul back. So between games, they put all of these records in a big old container of some sort in center field. The idea was they would blow them up. Okay, disco demolition. And they did. They blew them up. between games. That in itself, I'm sure, was really wonderful for the field conditions. Here's the 0-2 down and away. But there was more to it. The night was not only a success in terms of drawing fans, and that was the idea, of course. They drew more than the ballpark could handle, so there were thousands of people outside, and the ballpark was packed inside. Pitch, little looper, center field, Bikina coming on. Will he get there? He will dive, can't make the play. Ball got by him, and that's going to turn into a double for Biggers. Boy, give Jax Biggers an 0-2 count, he'll drive you nuts. A walk his last time, a flare double, diving effort by Bikina in center field, couldn't get there. And on the little flare, he will reach for the fifth base hit of the ballgame, making the sixth for the Riders. Well, as Bill Veeck later said, the problem was that most of the people that got into the game didn't give a lick about baseball. They weren't baseball fans at all. They were there to have disco demolition and have a good time. So you're blowing up all these records. You have all these people in the stands going slightly crazy. And, of course, you're talking about exploding something right in the middle of your ballpark between games, as Bob Costas so beautifully put it on a retrospective. Swinging a foul off the bat of Ornelas. Boy, has he been good. Solo home run, RBI double, and then came around to score. Ornelas is... Costas said, with that setup, disco demolition night, what could possibly go wrong with that? Of course, the answer was a lot. Swing, fly ball, right center field. Calaboy got a move. Will he get there? He looks like he has room. Back pedals. He's got it. Boy, he has been busy. Chase Calaboy calls it in, and for the first time in this game, Jonathan Ornelas has been retired. So it is no runs on a base hit. The little flare double into center field. No errors, and one man left on base. Tell you what went wrong with disco demolition night. The answer, by the way, was plenty when we returned. To the top half of the fifth we go. We're in Frisco, Texas, the opener of a six-game series. Village Car Wash score through four. Hounds 6, Riders 2.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At H-E-B, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of H-E-B jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an H-E-B Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit H-E-B, your official game day headquarters, or use the My H-E-B app to order right away.
Top half of the fifth in the series opener here in Frisco. Rockhound 6 and Frisco 3. Ty Tiedemann in the face. Jordan Diaz, he is 2-for-2 with a run scored and a run driven in. Thinks just inside, does the Hounds' designated hitter. Jeremy Ironman and Kyle McCann will follow in the Rockhounds' fifth inning. Tiedemann on in relief of Cody Bradford. Officially of his 6 runs, by the way, 5 earned, and I think that sounds about right. Pitch missing inside, ball 2, maybe a bit low. 2 balls, no strikes to Diaz. Jordan, a single to center and a single to left. Actually, both singles to left, forgive me. Nice handwriting twice tonight, Bob. It's fouled away, count 2-1. Disco demolition night on this night. Comiskey Park in Chicago, 1979. You have all these wonderful people, I'm sure, but baseball, they could have cared less. They were just there for the disco demolition and anything else that might happen, and a bunch did. The 2-0, pitch 2-1, rather, called strike 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Jordan Diaz. Right-handed hitter, 301 coming in. Bump that up a little bit as Jordan with his 2-for-2 ball game. Swing sends one right side. First baseman will make the play. Tiedemann will have to cover, but he will get there in plenty of time for the out. 3-1 goes to put up. Well, we mentioned that it was a sellout at Comiskey, so there were folks outside the ballpark that wanted to get in, and they were left outside the park. Well, at some point, some of them broke through the fences and actually got into the ballpark. So the ballpark is now capacity well over. And then came between games, and they did as they promised. They blew up those dreaded disco records. There's a swing and a foul away off the bat of Jeremy Ironman. Jeremy 0-for-2 flew out to right field in a really nice play by Kellen Strom and struck out swinging. So they blew him up, and again, that had to be great. The groundskeepers had to be just thrilled with that idea. 0-1 pitch down, away, and back to the screen. And, you see, that was supposed to be the deal, and everybody was supposed to cheer, and then they would clean the burnt spot out of center field and get on with it. Well, it didn't work out that way. Thousands of folks decided to rush the field between games of the doubleheader to celebrate disco demolition. Swing and a miss, 1-2 now to Jeremy Ironman. And they did. And so they flooded the field and fights broke out. The batting cage was destroyed. The field was damaged in multiple places. This bouncer foul is still 1-2. Again, as Bob Costas put it so beautifully, what could possibly go wrong with disco demolition night? Well, all of that. And after an hour plus, the umpires determined the field was unplayable. Second game of the doubleheader was canceled. They cleaned up the disco records. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that's punched foul again. Still 1-2. And the next day, Major League Baseball deemed that the White Sox had failed to provide a playable condition. It was their fault, and yes, it was. So they had to forfeit the ball game. This date, Disco Demolition Night, which continues to echo down the halls of baseball infamy. Swing and a foul. Woo, straight back right down below us. Hello, Jeremy Ironman. One ball, two strikes. Jeremy battling here. Nobody on. One out. Bottom of the top, rather, of the fifth inning. Hounds on top. It's a 6-3 game. Two runs in the second, third, and fourth. Frisco scored the first one and then got within 4-3. Hounds scoring twice in the fourth inning. Pitch low and away for a ball. 2-2. Jeremy Ironman, right-handed hitter. Again, he's got some pop, 12 homers, 38 driven in. 216 coming into the game, 214 up to the moment, and a swing and a miss. No strikeout for Tiedemann is his first. And second time Jeremy is down on strikes in the ballgame. Here's Kyle McCann. Boy, he has had a ballgame. He is 2-for-2, a two-run homer, and a leadoff double in the fourth inning. Nasty pitch by Tiedemann. Just got a second look at it here. I kid about all the technology here. They do have a bunch. We do get really nice looks, and I'm appreciative of that. Bouncer foul off the bat of Kyle McCann. Count 0-1. Nobody on, two men down. Rockhounds went in order in the first inning and then scored twice in each of the next three. Very nice gentleman named Tommy Bean is the director of the video stuff here, all of the technology. Pitch drops down low, one ball, one strike. Really good guy, by the way. There was a time when coming here was, you really felt like you were intruding. And it's really true. Swing and a foul tip, it's 1-2. I shared that with one of my colleagues who came here in the old days. There's still a few of us around, and he kind of paused and he said, you know, that's exactly the way it felt. Hadn't thought of it that way, and don't mean any offense. It's just like you were really kind of barging in on their party. It's down the way. It's 2-2. A wonderful broadcaster named Aaron Goldsmith, who's now the number two man for the Seattle Mariners in my hometown, in fact. And when Aaron came here, he really went out of his way to kind of change that feel. Pitched down and away. 3-2 now to Kyle McCann. Oh, he went 3-2 his last time. And he sent a double into right center field that did not look from here as if it would carry as much as it did, but it got all the way to the wall, and that's a good 375, 385 away. Now, time called before the pitch is thrown. Tiedemann does throw. No pitch, 3-2. Haven't seen that very often. Boy, that late ask for time. One of those things, I don't know about you, that just drives me nuts. Not in this case, I mean, not since they've enforced the pitch clock. You don't really see it very often. But there would be times the pitcher was really in his motion. Time would be granted. Never quite understood that, but really a thing of the past now. Going to walk. My goodness, what a terrific night at the dish. Home run, double, and a walk. And now here is William Simonite. He is 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a run scored. Kidded with somebody during an interview right after the sports ended up to do a couple of games of the A's last month, been a month ago now. Swing, little bouncer, foul wide at third. And one of the folks in an interview asked if I'd, you know, aspired to get to the big leagues. And I guess we all do at one point. I've long since resigned myself. That's not the case. But way, a long time ago, right after I got here, about 2 years here, I did send a tape to the Seattle Mariners. I haven't heard back yet. That was 1994. And, you know, these things, there's a lot of red tape and paperwork involved. Pitcher called strike and a 0-2 to Simo. And then Aaron Goldsmith, who was here, went out and got that job. Well, doggone you, Aaron. You're really good. Really good. 0-2 pitch, back up, down, and in for a ball, 1-2. And he has the pleasure, I'm sure, of working with a gentleman named Rick Riz, who was one of the really, only met him once, but one of the really good people in the game. Working in Seattle is Aaron. Here's a bouncer foul, and the count stays 1-2. Saheed Valenzuela waiting on deck. The base runner is Kyle McCann. Two down in the fifth inning. And this ball game is kind of goes against the grain of late. This has been played at a fairly slow pace. We're halfway through, about an hour and a half worth. Swinging a high pop-up right field down the line. On the move is Strom. Anybody? Foul ground. First baseman reaches, and Harris can't make the play. Well, that ball really drifted over toward the stands. Strom was bearing in from right field like he had the best look at it, but I think it was Harris all the way. And yeah, Dustin got a little turned around, could not find that baseball. It was maybe gettable, but that would be a pretty good ask. So one on, two out, and a 1-2 count again to William Simonite. Right-handed hitter, he's the first baseman. They shade him solid, as open as it can be. And he swings and misses, comes up empty, and the inning is over. So a couple of strikeouts. Kyle McCann coached a walk in the middle of all of that. No runs or hits, no errors, and one man left on base. But we'll go to the bottom half of the fifth inning here in Frisco. Village Car Wash score, the Hounds 6 and the Rough Riders 3.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, but there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Search, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary, not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Well, we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Colin Palouse going back to work. He'll face Dustin Harris, Kellen Strom, and Justin Foscue, 2, 3, and 4. Dustin has flown to right and flown to center in his two trips to the plate. Left-handed hitter stands in, leading off the bottom of the fifth. Then Palouse delivers down for ball 1-1-0. Rockhounds went 1-2-3 in the top of the first inning, and neither team has gone in order since. They're playing one kind of an old-fashioned pace. There's a line drive right field. Calabui there again. Boy, right field has been open for business in this game. Six, is that seven? That's seven putouts in right field. And that's 7 out of 13. Been made by Chase Calabui. Boy, right fielder isn't usually that busy. Pitch to the outside corner is a called strike to Kellen Strom. Speaking of right fielders, he is Frisco's. So the last half of the fifth inning, Hounds on top 6-3. Frisco was led once in this game at 1-0. Pitch a bouncer foul wide of third base. Strom way out in front of that pitch by Palouse and bounced it foul. Stretching, but nobody throwing behind Colin here in the fifth inning. And Riders have the bullpen working. Ty Tiedemann has already worked an inning and a third. Ground ball between third and short, going to be handled at third base by Logan Davidson. The throw, boy, just in time. Good hustle by Strom. Beat out an infield single his last time up, not this time. Logan makes the play. Two men down. Saheed Valenzuela in left field. Marty Bikina is in center. Chase Calabuig is in right. Logan Davidson at third base. Jeremy Ironman, the shortstop. Brett Harris is at second. William Simonite at first base. And Kyle McCann behind the plate. They had a close-up of Kellen Strom as he came off the field after that. He was talking to himself out loud. Justin Foscue takes down and away for a ball. 1-0. And would tell you maybe that he either got the pitch he wanted and didn't do anything with it or shouldn't have done anything with that particular pitch. 1-0 to Foscue. Boy, got out in front of that, lines it toward the Frisco bullpen, actually just above it and onto the concourse, 1-1. Foscue, an RBI single in two trips to the plate, bounced out to shortstop in the first and drove home a run in the third inning. Light's starting to take effect now. We get into the evening time, swinging a foul out of play. 1-2, sky still pretty well a light blue off to the west, a few high clouds. Ballpark lights starting to take more and more effect here. Stretch and pitch by Colin. That ball looped into left field, a base hit. Piece of hitting by Foscue on the 1-2 pitch, too close to take. Think he went down and got that. We'll get a second look at it, I'm sure. So Foscue with a base hit. Get a second look. I'm guessing down. It was down, but right over the plate, but down again, too close to take. Didn't dare take it. Would have been a called third strike, and instead gets a soft line drive to left. Seventh hit of the game for the Rough Riders, and that'll bring up J.P. Martinez. He has flown to right and reached on a fielder's choice. Left-handed hitter, solid at 286. Takes down and in for a ball, 1-0, and good base runner. Just a guy, you talk to the folks with the Riders, just a guy who really is, a guy who can kind of light the fuse, really is one of the key guys in the offense for the Riders. Pitch by Palouse. Check swing, did not mean to. Fouled it away off to the left and out of play. One ball, one strike. Catcher David Garcia waiting on deck. Last of the fifth inning, Hounds on top 6-3. Set by the right-hander, Palouse comes set, delivers. Got there inside corner at the knees. Popped that into the glove of catcher Kyle McCann. J.P. Martinez thought that pitch missed. One ball, two strikes, one on and two men down. Palouse comes set, short lead at first base for Justin Foscue. Pitch is swung on center of the air, center field. Bikina coming on, has it in his... somebody boos. I don't know that I've ever heard a fly ball to center field booed before, but we have heard it now. No runs on a base hit. No errors and one man left. We'll give you some totals in a moment. We are through five innings of play, and boy, Rockhounds, too, and I will say it now with nobody on the diamond, coming on an eight-game win streak. Rockhounds lead it to the top of the sixth. Village Car Wash score, down six, Riders three.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
Through five in the series opener at Frisco, Rockhounds lead it by the score of 6-3. Right-hander Justin Slayton will come on as we go to the sixth inning. Line score in this ball game. Rockhounds have 6 runs on 7 base hits, no errors, 6-7-0. Frisco has 3 runs, also 7 base hits, and 1 error for the Riders, 3-7-1. There have been 3 home runs hit in the ballgame. Jonathan Ornelas led off the bottom of the first inning with a solo homer, his 8th of the year, gave the Riders a... Rockhounds countered with 2 in the second, a single by Jordan Diaz. And then Jeremy Ironman tattooed a ball to deep right field that was caught for an out. And now let's see what we have here. We have a discussion going on at home plate, which is rather interesting. Pitching change was just made. And Jared Gettert, the manager, is talking with our home plate umpire, and it's more than a casual conversation. That's interesting. Not quite sure exactly what the issue could be, but Jared is still... Conversation still going on. It doesn't look overly heated that I can tell, but Mike Carroll and Jared Gettert continue to discuss something. Meanwhile, Slayton continues to warm up. So, again, Jared is gesticulating, don't you love that word, quite a bit. But whatever it is, I guess, has been discussed and don't see any issue as Slayton now continues to warm. After Jordan Diaz singled, then Jeremy Ironman took one to the wall and right. Kyle McCann came up and sent a 1-2 pitch out to right center field. 2-run home run, his 9th of the year. Really good AB. Got down 0-2 and took the 1-2 pitch out. Rockhounds made it 4-1 with a Chase Calabrese monster home run leading off the third inning, in an RBI single by Jordan Diaz. Made it 4-1. The Riders got a pair back in the third inning, made it 4-3. As we now get set to go to the sixth. Slayton's pitch down and away to Saheed Valenzuela, 1-0. But Rockhounds came back, got two more in the fourth inning. William Simonite, RBI single, and Marty Bikina, RBI single. Inning started by a Kyle McCann double to right center field. Pitch outside for ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. So Justin Slayton, 6.40 is the earned run average, comes on in relief. 2 balls, no strikes to Saheed Valenzuela. Takes high, and that's ball 4. Ah! Now I do believe we see the rub. Scoreboard and I both have 3-0. It is ball 4. So there was an intentional or a pitch clock violation called. Anyway, so it's ball 4, even though the scoreboard still has 3-0, but they have a new batter up there in Chase Calabrese. So that makes some sense because it was it was more than a discussion. It was an argument as Chase takes a called strike. Now let me guess, the scoreboard will say 3-1. Now the scoreboard says ball four, and now resets. It is 0-1 to Chase Calaboo. Scoreboard, I'm with you. That was a little confusing. The 0-1 pitch, Chase punches one foul, count quickly 0-2. Chase 1-for-2 with a home run, extended the hit streak to 12 games. And doing right about 500 in those 12, and hitting better than 400 in his last 30. Left-handed hitter with an 0-2 count here, though. Slayton getting ahead of him, and he delivers up high for a ball, 1-2. And I think part of what the issue was, David Garcia, the Frisco catcher, was on deck when the previous inning ended, so he took a while to get out there. Somebody else was warming Slayton up. And then David went out and finished that. Swinging a fly ball to center pretty well straight away. Stowers drips a little to his right. He's got it. So Chase, now you can actually say this. Chase Calaboo is 1-for-3, and that's a slump. One on and one down. Here's Marty Bacchino, 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Struck out his first two and then delivered in the fourth inning. But apparently after the catcher Garcia got out there, the warm-up tosses continued, and then when the warm-up tosses finished, apparently they took too long after that. Called strike outside corner. So that is what Jared Gettert was arguing was the pitch clock violation. Valenzuela the lead. Pitch drops to the dirt. Good stop by Garcia. Count is 1-1. So the Hounds lead it. Again, two more home runs in this game for the Rockhounds. They hit a dozen at Corpus Christi, so 14 home. That has not been this team's M.O., but of course it varies too from ballpark to ballpark. Hounds have some guys can get the ball out of the yard. The 1-1 pitch. Runner goes. Pitch taken down low. Throw by Garcia is right on the money. They get him. Yep, they got him. He's out. And second baseman, I think, covered the bag. Did he? Yep, Foscue covering the bag. So Valenzuela is out. Good throw by Garcia. Caught stealing goes 2-4. Two down in the inning. Yep, throw got there. Boy, that was bang, bang, but they got it. 2-1 to Marty Bacchino. Base is now empty here in the sixth inning. 6-3 Rockhounds. Delivery way up and into Marty. Ball 3. 3-1. Game summary. First of a six-game set here for the Rockhounds. Game 7 of a 12-game road trip. Delivery swung on and looped into shallow center. This may cause some trouble. Anybody? Nope, that's going to drop. That is your basic Texas Leaguer Deluxe. Man, Bermuda Triangle right between Foskey, Ornelas, and Stowers. Second short and center. So a little pop-up off Marty's bat. One of those guys who has a lot of hard outs, or certainly a good number of them of late. That time he got the other side of the coin, the little pop-up that dropped. Dubbed those years ago as a Texas Leaguer. One on with two men down. The batter is Brett Harris. He is 0-for-1, a strikeout. But Brett has also reached twice on errors, or shoves here, on walks rather, on walks in this game. He had 25% of those 12 home runs in Corpus Christi. Hit the ball out 3 times, half of his season total. Takes one, that one bounces to the plate, bounds away. Now to second base goes Bacchino on the wild pitch. But I don't think we have to wait for confirmation on the scoring. 1-0 to Brett Harris. Third day all-star break, and it's a different one this time with major and minor league teams alike all taking 4 days away from the field. That will seem odd. Hounds are here through Sunday, then the 4-day break, then home for 9. Pitch drops down low for a ball, 2-0. And boy, the way that works out, that's terrific. 2 weekends at the ballpark. So the 9 days the Rockhounds will be at Momentum Bank Ballpark beginning on Friday, July 22nd. You have 4 Fridays and Saturdays combined, plus a Thursday, Thursday, plus all the other good stuff. Pretty good 9 days, I'd say. 2-0. It drops down low, ball 3, 3-0 to Brett. One would think he would have the green light the way he's been swinging the bat for power of late. 3-0 to Brett Harris. Logan Davidson on deck. McKenna the leadoff second base. Slayton a couple of looks at him, delivers it up. Brett does, and he pops it up. So he will be frustrated. Second baseman Foscue. The call and the catch, and the inning is over. So Rockhounds get a walk and a single in the inning, but nothing to go with it. A caught stealing adds to it in the inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one man is left on base. So we are bound for the bottom half of the sixth inning of play. We're in Frisco for the opener of this series. Our Village Car Wash score of the ball game remains the Rockhounds 6 and the Frisco Rough Riders 3.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might
be... Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Last half of the sixth inning on the way, 6-3 Rockhounds. Our Astound Communications road to the show, and he mentioned this a couple of times along the way, but Max Schumann, at the end of the Corpus Christi series, has indeed been promoted to AAA Las Vegas. Of course, you saw that coming a million miles away, and it is certainly so well-deserved. Of course, the selfish part of it, my goodness, you're going to miss the heck out of watching Max Schumann play the game. Really one of the nice stories the last couple of years. David Garcia stands in, foul tip, 0-1. Garcia, Trey Hare, and Josh Storrs here in the Frisco sixth inning. Hounds on top, 6-3. Of course, every player has ups and downs, but boy, since coming to the Rockhounds in early July of last season, remember, that was when Jeremy Eierman went down and Max Schumann got the call. There's a swing and a miss. 0-2. And the first thing I thought about when I looked at Max's numbers, he was hitting, I'm trying to think what his batting average was. It was not impressive at all, but his on-base percentage was. And he had drawn his share of walks, and he had been plunked a bunch. I think it was 16 hit-by-pitches. And, of course, the stolen base numbers were just crazy. Here's a pitch up. It ended up stealing 50-plus last year. Of course, did not, really wasn't called upon to steal quite as much at this level, and it gets tougher to steal bases, of course, in the upper minors and on to the majors. But when Max got here, he started hitting the ball, pitches up and in 2-2, and he never stopped. He really just picked up right where he left off starting this year over last. And ironically, he gets the call up at a time when he was in his worst slump of his entire season. Here's a swing and a line drive into right center field. That's going to sink and drop, and that one's going to get down perhaps for extras. Calabrese will make the play. Yeah, great hustle by Chase. That will limit Garcia to a single. David doubled to right field in the second. He banged one off the wall. This time, going to watch on the replay, Chase Calabrese. Excellent play. He was full tilt boogie, took a really good angle, got to that ball, and cut it off just in time to keep Garcia from going to two. So it is a single, not a double. Ball hit into right center field. That's 8 base hits now for both teams in this game, and it's a leadoff single for Garcia. And here is Trey Hare. He has flown out to center field twice. Max Schumann wound up, he was 3 for his last 19. Very un-Max-like, but again, he had reached base. Remember, bases on balls, hit by pitch. He had reached base in 20 of his last 21. Swinging a foul tip. 0-2 the count. And I had it right in front of me and can't find it. His final batting average, but 300-plus again. And I just figured it was certainly just a matter of time before Max was called up. But if you think about it, a guy who got the chance to come up, you know, swing and a miss, 0-2 to Trey Hare. Chased one a little up and away. Boy, a guy who really not only took advantage of the opportunity, but was turning into a terrifically, just an all-around good ball player as Max Schumann could play outfield and infield. The 0-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. Did he get a piece of it, or did he drop the bat? He dropped the bat and frustrated. That's only the second strikeout for Colin Palouse. So we wish Max all the very best. Really classy kid, by the way. And we wish him the best. And, of course, right now, let's face it, I mean, the A's are in a complete rebuild. And you never know. Opportunity could knock at the ultimate level as well. Really hope it does for Max Schumann. Now a Rockhound alum. Pitch to Josh Stowers, a called strike. A couple of other notes. Austin Beck's season is over. Boy, that injury, again, which he appeared to have kind of overcome it, that maybe it wasn't as serious as they had hoped, but he is going to have surgery done, and he is done for the year. Called strike to Stowers. A quick 0-2 count here from Colin. Activity beginning in the Rockhounds bullpen is Colin has been out there a while, sixth inning. And again, this has been a game largely dominated by offense. 6 runs, 8 hits for the Rockhounds, 3 runs, 8 hits for the Rough Riders. Colin has walked 1, struck out 2. Comes set, does the right-hander. The pitch to Stowers up and in, and the count goes 1 ball, 2 strikes. For Austin Beck, he had not hit the ball for average, really hasn't hit for average in his career, and that didn't change when he came up to Double-A. We saw some flashes, though, of the power in the bat, the speed and the defense. It's down low for ball two, 2-2. His former second-round choice out of high school. And boy, for Austin, it has been just a series of challenges. Injury has really been a part of that, and now he has seen his season come to an end. As Bobby was telling me earlier today, really, man, just piece of your heart just goes out to the kid. Here's the 2-2. Boy, just up and in, ball three. So 0-2 is now 3-2. Base runner is David Garcia. Does not have a steal or an attempt on the year. 3-run game. Wouldn't imagine he's going, but let's see what Jared Gennert has in mind. 3-2. Stowers waits. Stretch and pitch by pull of the second baseman. Harris to shortstop. Ironman to first. And they get him. Nope, beat it. Good hustle by Stowers. 4-6 goes the put out at second base. Garcia retired. 2 men down. Stowers reaches. Stowers, as we talked about earlier, mentioned it. He is 16 out of 18 on the base path, so chance he might be going here. Backhanded flip, boy, that was just good speed by Stowers to beat it. Now Jax Biggers. Well, you don't want to get ahead of him 0-2. Well, you do, but maybe you don't. He's been 0-2 in both of his first trips to the plate, walked in the third inning and singled in the fourth. Jack's left-handed hitter, he's the third baseman. So Stowers, the base runner, 2 men down in the sixth. Just swinging a fly ball, shallow right. This time will be Harris, I believe. Nope, going to get called off. Why not by Calabwig? Another catch by Calabwig. What do we say? That's his 8th put out in this game. He's the right fielder. That's not supposed to happen, but it did. No runs on a base hit. Boy, Colin Palouse really battling tonight. In this ball game, no runs, a hit, no errors, and 1 man left on base. One would think 6 will be it. He's thrown a lot of pitches. And so we will go to the top half of the stretch inning. Village Car Wash score of our ball game, Rockhound 6, and the Frisco Rough Riders 3.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Top of the seventh inning in this ball game. Justin Slayton going back to work, and he will face 3, 4, and 5 in hands order. Logan Davidson, Jordan Diaz, Jeremy Ironman. A real quick update, by the way, or addition to our Astound Communications Road to the Show, was grabbing a bite to eat last evening. The off day, boy, that off day was pretty well needed. Sunday to Monday morning turned into a 22-hour day. And the old broadcasters of the world, yeah, we don't struggle with it, but it's nice to have the off day after it. Called strike to Logan at 0-1. But grabbed a bite to eat. I was watching just a tinge of the Rangers-A's game, which, gosh, that became entertaining. It was 10-2 Texas, and all of a sudden the A's scored 6. Chad Pinder, the home run, hard hit ball, first base, and that'll be off the glove of Harris into right field. And I do believe Logan Davidson is on with a base hit. Yep, he sure is. Not to say Logan 0-for-3 in this game. Hadn't happened very often. That was a sharply hit ball. Harris made a good effort to try to knock it down, but that got by him into right field, a base hit. So Logan, he is on. He has been swinging the bat really well. 0-for-3 in this game before that, but went 10-for-22 in the Corpus series. And still hitting upper 300 since coming back from the injured list. Called strike to Jordan Diaz. He is 2-for-3, 2 singles, a run, and a ribby. Well, in that game, I saw Sheldon Noisy, former Rockhound member of the team that completed the force via four-peat. Really solid minor league hitter, that's for sure. Pitch drops down low for a ball, 1-1, and has had a couple of opportunities to. He's been pretty much a full-time member of the A's through this season, much of it anyway. And he hit a home run yesterday, and our friend Chad Pinder, one of our all-time favorites, homered a 3-run shot yesterday. Toss over to first base, getting back in is Logan, who will run from time to time. So you have Max Schumann going up to AAA. Sorry to say that Austin Beck's season over. And a couple of alums knocking the ball out of the ballpark in Arlington yesterday. Called strike to Jordan Diaz, and it's 1-2. Well, you know, a guy who's playing really well for the Rangers, certainly has become a solid member of that team, is Jonah Heim, former Rockhound as well. On our Grande, or rather now Astound Communications Road to the Show. Swing and miss. Boy, Jordan chased one down and away. Does not get fooled like that very often. Boy, he's staring back at the mound as he walks away. They had him on TV. It's interesting. I don't know if he's just staring into space or not, but boy, that breaking pitch really fooled him. That was down away into the dirt. One on and one man down. The batter is Jeremy Ironman, 0-for-3. A fly ball to deep right. A couple of strikeouts. 6-3 Hounds in the top of the seventh inning. Jeremy takes way up high for a ball, one ball, and no strikes. Watching that ball game, and at one point the Rangers put together a nice rally, and out comes Scott Emerson, the former Rockhounds pitching coach, of course now with the A's for a good number of years. Pitch drops down low, 2-0. I love that when the camera scans the dugout from time to time. The members of the field staff, of course, it's a little different relationship because, of course, of age, et cetera. And so cool to see those guys in the major leagues, Bushy and It's Darren Bush swinging a foul back, 2-1. Tommy Everidge, player and coach of the Rockhounds. Eric Martins, and not everyone remembers him, but Eric coached, but he had been scouting for a good number of years and really wanted to get into coaching, and he signed him to the Hounds, and just one of the really good people. Runner goes, pitch fouled straight back. Pretty good jump by Davidson, but the pitch fouled away by Jeremy, and the count is 2-2. Logan back to first. Scott Emerson again. Boy, just one of those, just the same personality, and now in the big leagues. And, of course, that coaching staff has a lot to deal with. It's rebuilding time for sure. Manager Mark Kotze. Two balls, two strikes to count. Pitch down and away. Ball three, full count. Well, Logan Davidson was running a moment ago, so let's see if Bobby will turn him loose here. Logan doesn't run a ton, but again, he's got pretty good speed. He's 3-for-3 in stolen bases. Jeremy Eierman at the plate. 3-2, one out. Set, runner not going. Pitch to Eierman up, swing and a miss. Well, good call by Bobby Crosby as Jeremy chased one down and away. That's a hat trick now for Jeremy in the ballgame. He looks a little frustrated as he walks to the dugout. Back-to-back strikeouts. The young boy again, that breaking pitch, and man, it was way down and away. Slayton has really sold that breaking pitch both to Jordan Diaz and now to Jeremy Eierman. And that will be it. So he will go an inning and two-thirds and will come out of the game. Kyle McCann will face him. Kyle has had a big night at the dish. Two-run homer, a double leading off the fourth, a run scored, and he's also walked. So Justin Slayton, very solid, goes an inning and two-thirds, gave up a couple of base hits. No runs at this point. He walked one batter and struck out two through one wild pitch. You know, the things you realize, you're so accustomed to getting the field glasses out and checking the number of the pitcher who will come in. And just as I was going to reach for the field glasses, I looked to my right, and, of course, the monitor that they give us here in this ballpark, and it is really nice, really good monitor, with some replays, et cetera. And, of course, they have a close-up of the guy coming in who was coming in out of the bullpen. So, yeah, we'll put the field glasses, Josh Smith. Josh, left-hander, out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders in this game. And he will face left-hander Kyle McCann. Three-run ball game. Riders led 1-0. And that on the solo home run by Jonathan Ornelas, leading off the last of the first. Rockhounds got that back. Two-run home run by Kyle McCann in the second inning. The Rockhounds have not trailed. Riders got within 4-3 at one point. The Rockhounds have pushed the lead back to 6-3, scoring twice in the second, third, and fourth innings. Grab the other, a couple of other scores, certainly at least one other of note. Amarillo and San Antonio are going at it. Rockhounds lead Amarillo by 2, Frisco by 3. And Corpus Christi and San Antonio a little further back, although, again, still very early in the second half, and San Antonio first half champ. Corpus Christi and Northwest Arkansas, that was 1-0 Hooks going to the seventh. The Hooks scored 7 runs in the seventh inning. Northwest Arkansas then scored 3 in the eighth. It's 8-3 Corpus Christi. And let's see, San Antonio at Amarillo, and they're going to the ninth in a 5-5 tie. Kyle McCann at the plate, one on and two men down, takes down and away for a ball. There's a left-handed hitting catcher. Kyle with his 9th home run of the season, RBIs 27 and 28. Two-run homer, double and a walk. San Antonio threatening, by the way, in the top of the ninth at Amarillo. Pitch right down the middle. That's called strike. It's 1-1. Hounds have 9 games remaining with the Sod Poodles with Amarillo. That will include that short 3-game stretch right after the All-Star break, and the Sod Poodles come back in the middle of August. Hounds and Riders don't play again after this series, which is really weird. 1-1, 1-1. Pitch swung on and missed. Big rip by Kyle. The strangest thing is that, again, Frisco, I've talked about this earlier, but Frisco came to town in April, and meaning Momentum Bank Ballpark, division opponent, and they don't come back. Strange. Corpus didn't come back after the middle of May after 2 visits and some maybe one extra meeting in the scheduling committee. Base runner is Logan Davidson, led the inning off with a base hit to right field. Back-to-back strikeouts of Jordan Diaz and Jeremy Eierman. Justin Slayton then relieved by Josh Smith, who faces Kyle McCann with a 1-2 count. Set, left-hander delivers, check swing. They will appeal that. Don't think he went. Nope, two balls, two strikes. Third base umpire is between the pitcher and the second baseman right now. Tough to get that call. Every once in a while you do. Kyle McCann at the dish. William Simonite waits on deck. Boy, we have made the journey fully in tonight. Bright stadium lights shining here. Stretch and pitch. That's down and away. It bounces away. And on the wild pitch, Logan Davidson will get down to second. The count is full to Kyle McCann again. Kyle's been up four times. In the last three of those, the count has been full. So Kyle steps away for a moment. So does Josh Smith. Left-hander has been outstanding with Frisco. A sub-2 earned run average. 3-2, runner in scoring position. McCann waits, pitched by Smith, and that's punched left side, going toward the line. Going to drop for a base hit. Another hit for Kyle McCann. RBI single, and it is 7-3, Rockhounds. Boy, went the opposite way that way. What a night at the plate for Kyle McCann. Boy, a little bit of everything. Pitch was down and away a little bit, but again, it was close. I don't think it's a pitch you can feel comfortable taking at all. And Kyle went opposite way with it. The wild pitch comes back to hurt from Josh Smith's standpoint. That run will be charged to Justin Slayton. And the Hounds lead it 7-3. McCann at first. Boy, Kyle McCann, terrific night. William Simonite takes a strike. Two-run home run to the power alley in right center in the second. He doubled to right center in the fourth on a similar swing. Walked in the fifth, goes opposite way with an RBI single here. Takes down low for a ball, does Simo, and it's 1-1. Simonite 1-3. RBI single, run and a ribby. Sanders between a fly ball to deep center field and a strikeout. One ball, one strike. One on, two out, one in. Smith set, pitch swung on, bounced foul. I mean, you'd have to ask Josh Smith exactly where he wanted that pitch to Kyle McCann, but I don't think it was a bad pitch at all. But Kyle just went and got it. Boy, another guy that, yeah, you're not going to have 3-for-3 with a walk every night and a home run and a double and all of that, but boy, if you just get a few more like that, and this guy can be such a huge part of the order. Check swing. Don't think he went. Simonite just kind of turned into it more than anything. 2-2. So top of the seventh, Hounds have added a run to the lead. We mentioned not a complaint, just an observation. This is a very deliberately played game. Top of the seventh inning. The pitch on the way by Smith, and that drops low. 3-2. So McCann will run with the pitch. Two down in the inning. Simo, the first baseman, has that hair flopping out of the back of that helmet. Just got close up on the video board here, or on the screen, I should say. Pitch takes down and in. Scoreboard and I both had 3-2 before that pitch, and now it is, might have been a check swing foul ball. I will have to assume that scoreboard had 3-2, and I had 3-2. There wasn't much to that swing, but he might have just done a tiny piece of it again. Sometimes being four stories up can leave you on the outside looking in. Pitch to Simo. That is outside. Ball four. Well, scoreboard and I may have both had the wrong count before. I don't think Kyle McCann had been running on the previous pitch. And, of course, with two out and 3-2, you know he's going. So, it is a base on balls. So, Josh Smith, who has been so good for the Riders on the year, but gives up the RBI single to McCann. Now a walk to Simonite. Here's Saheed Valenzuela, 0-2 with a walk. Saheed, Yuma, Arizona native, takes up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Bounced out to second base in the second inning. Flew out to right field. That was a tremendous diving catch by Kellen Strom back in the fourth. Swings and sends a little knuckleball to third. And, boy, a leaping catch by Jax Biggers. That ball may have floated on Jax a little bit, but he jumped up and made the catch. So the inning is over, but the Rockhounds get a two-out, 3-2 RBI single by Kyle McCann. Continues to have a tremendous night in this game. One run, two hits, no errors, a walk, and two men left on base. Tell you about a rookie who wished he hadn't made his debut on this date in our non-Googleable trivia coming up. This one's purely goofy, although true. Taking out to the ballgame time, Village Car Wash score. Hounds will go to the bullpen, I would think, here. We'll check that. I think it's Charles Hall who will come on to pitch. Village Car Wash score now reads Hounds 7, Frisco 3.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Right-hander Charles Hall will come on the pitch for the Rockhounds. We go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Give you Colin Pelusa's numbers. Boy, he just flat. The word that just comes to mind is battled, and of course you mean that in a baseball sense. I hear one more basketball player talk about going to war. Skippy, you're wearing sneakers and shorts. Goodness gracious. But he really did, and the base really just battled in this ball game and wound up giving up three runs, but departs with a 7-3 advantage. Let me take you way back. This goes back to, let me see here, hang on, to 1890, I do believe. Now, this was the Players League. And that was considered to be a major league back then. Players League, major league. Let's see, it was Brooklyn 28, Buffalo 16. Buffalo's starting pitcher named Lewis, it's his last name, 13 hits, 7 walks, 20 earned runs in 3 innings. Lewis. What was his first name? Was it Lewis? Was it Bud? Or we don't know. Lewis. 20 earned runs in 3 innings for the rookie. Was his real first name Lewis, Mud, or we don't know? The answer, non-Googleable, I would think, coming up. Top of the order, last of the seventh, and Charles Hall will face a very good hitter in Jonathan Ornelas. And he takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Charles Hall, well, he has quietly been really good out of the Hounds bullpen since, again, filling one of the many spots opened by the injured list. Swing and a miss on the 0-1. Ornelas down 0-2. Ornelas has homered, doubled, and flown out to right in 3 trips to the plate. Again, he homered in the bottom half of the first inning. I think we have time called here, so Ornelas will get time, and we'll tell you what Lewis's first name was here in a moment. This from baseball, not baseball reference, rather from NationalPastime.com, as we get a lot of our stuff. Stretch, 0-2. Pitch to Ornelas, down and away for a ball. 1-2. So was that real first name? Was it Lewis Lewis? Was it Mud Lewis? Or we don't know. We don't know. Well, his name was Mud on this date. He gave up 20 runs in 3 innings. By the way, Brooklyn must have been pretty efficient. 13 hits, 7 bases on balls, and 20 earned runs. A swing and a foul tip off, swing and a miss, pitch to the dirt, going to be retrieved by McCann, throws to first just in time. Kyle went after that ball. I don't mean this critically at all. He went really, but Ornelas runs really pretty well anyway. And Kyle finally got to that, threw it to first base, calm as can be, and got him by about, I don't know, half step. Strike out, the put out goes 2-3. So, Kyle, I didn't mean to doubt you. Baseball reference, I love it, refers to him, the pitcher on this date, the Players League. And again, that was considered a major league. Here's Dustin Harris. Check swing, badly fooled, and a breaking pitch down and in. 0-1. Dustin 0-3. He's flown out three times, twice to right and once to center. And Chase Calabrese, I think we determined, was it 8 putouts by the right fielder in this game? A swing and a foul away, and the count is 0-2. Baseball Reference simply says they refer to him only as Mr. Lewis. There was no first name given at the time in the game account, just Lewis. He was a rookie. And Mr. Lewis, I could not find him on baseballreference.com, so Mr. Lewis either found a first name or didn't pitch much after that. Pitch bounces to the plate here, and it's 1-2. But on this date, he was pitching for Buffalo, and Brooklyn beat Buffalo 28-16. That's a rough three innings, man. He went three innings, gave up 13 hits, 7 walks, and according to the box score, anyway, they all scored, and they were all earned. 20 earned runs. Mr. Lewis, baseball in the old days. Breaking pitch just dropped low. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Dustin Harris. Rockhounds lead it here, 7-3, last of the seventh. First of a 6-game series with the Rough Riders in Frisco as these teams meet for the final time on the year. Kind of amazing to say, and still fairly early July. Pitch drops down and in, 3-2, 3 balls, 2 strikes. So 0-2 from the right-hander, now a 3-2 count. Dustin Harris with 15 home runs leads the Riders in that category and in runs batted in. Charles Hall comes set. Right-hander delivers. Pitch bounced towards second base. Couple of hops handled by Harris. Edge of the dirt. Flip. So 2 men down for Kellen Strom. He is 1-for-3 with a single in this game. Tomorrow through Saturday, first pitch at 7:05. Join you a little ahead of 7, and then 6:05 on the finale of this 6-game series. And then the guys will either head back to the Permian Basin and kick back for a few days. And boy, that feels nice in the middle of a baseball season, believe me, more than just one day. Strom swings, ground ball, third base. In between hop to Logan Davidson, has it, throws to first, and a 1-2-3. Charles Hall continues to be really effective for the Rockhounds. Again, very quietly so. And a 1-2-3 inning here in the seventh. We'll give you our game summary coming up in just a couple of moments. Village Car Wash score through 7 complete. The Hounds 7 and the Frisco Rough Riders 3.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you will find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you will find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
7 innings complete in the Metroplex. Hounds lead it by the score of 7-3. Frisco jumped out on top early. Jonathan Ornelas with a solo home run to left, but the Rockhounds came back, got a 2-run home run. New answer, that from Kyle McCann in the second. They have not trailed since. Riders got to within 4-3. And the Hounds have scored the last 3 since then. Chase Calabuigo has a monster home run in this game. He's 1-for-3, and that is below his average of late by a bunch. Takes on the outside corner from Josh Smith for a called strike 1. Smith, left-hander, and back to work. Got the last out of the seventh inning. Also gave up the base hit to Kyle McCann. McCann with 3 RBIs in this game. Pitch a fastball just away to chase 1 ball and 1 strike. Marty Bikina has an RBI single in this ball game. Jordan Diaz an RBI single. Kyle McCann a two-run homer and an RBI single. William Simonite has driven in a run with a base hit and Chase with a solo home run. Swings and sends one inside out. That's a fair ball inside the line down the third base side. Calabwick booking for two. They got a chance to get him to throw. And, nope, dribbled away. That was really close. The ball hit the edge of the stands as the stands jet back out toward the foul line. And nice job by J.P. Martinez. I'm going to watch this again on the replay. Boy, inside out swing. It cleared the bag. It was clearly fair. The ball bounced out at an angle, and Martinez made a really good play on it, and Chase just barely got there ahead of the throw. So 2 for 4. Tell you how good Chase Calabwegh has been of late. That's a double down the left field line. He is 2 for 4 with a home run and a double. That means his average in his streak of 12 games would drop if the game ended right here. Just swinging a foul back by Marty Bikina. It's 0-1. Marty 2 for 4. Couple of base hits, one of those a little pop-up that dropped, and has an RBI. Chase Calabwegh in his 11-game streak coming in, it's now at 12, but he was 20 for 39. That's 5-13. Pitch over the inside corner called strike to Marty. Boy, that's just getting picked on there. Perfect pitch, and he does turn and ask about it. Didn't gripe much, just turned and asked. One on, nobody down. Top of the eighth inning. Rockhounds lead it 7-3. Chase's double, the 11th base hit for the Hounds in this game. Bikina swings, bounces one foul to the plate, still 0-2. So the Rockhounds 7-11-0. Rough Riders 3-8-1. 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Kyle McCann and Chase Calabwegh home runs for the Rockhounds, and as mentioned, Ornelas for the Riders. 7-3 score. Stretch and pitch down and in for a ball, and it's 1-2. Second place Amarillo is, now they're playing at home this week, and you know they are tough there. They have defeated San Antonio. Mission's had a chance to break a 5-all tie in the ninth, but came up empty. The Sod Poodles did break the tie. 6-5 at the final. Amarillo wins at Hodgetown over the Missions. And this chopper fouls a swing and a miss. Nope, check me, swing and a miss, not a foul ball. Throw to first, and Bikina is out. From up here, again, we really can't hear foul tips, etc. So that was a swinging strike three. The ball simply got away briefly from David Garcia, but the catcher retrieves and throws him out. Runner in scoring position, one man down for Brett Harris. Brett 0 for 2. He's walked twice, stolen a base, and scored a run. Rockhounds come in, and we'll simply do it as part of the game summary on an 8-game win streak. Swinging a foul away off Brett's bat, 0-1. Hounds are 10-2. Amarillo is now 9-4, so they will be no worse than 2 games out, depending on what happens the rest of the way here. Corpus Christi did defeat Northwest Arkansas 8-3. There's a little chopper to shortstop. Charging is Ornelas, makes a good play, and throws Brett out. Advancing to third is Calabwegh, but on the second out of the inning. Good play by Ornelas. A little bounce. Man down for Logan Davidson. He's 1 for 4. Boy, by the way, heck of a game going on at Wichita, Kansas. Arkansas leaders in the second half in the North Division. They were trailing 8-3 going to the top of the seventh at Wichita. Scored 5 times. They have an 8-8 tie at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita. Now Logan Davidson. Picks just outside. Ball 1-1, ball, no strikes. 1 for 4 is Logan. Again, hitting just over 400 since coming off the injured list, the end of the last homestand. 1 for 4 with a run scored in this game. Swings and sends a pop foul straight back. Well, that ball almost got up to the press box level. That's 4 stories up, folks. That's not easy to do. Jordan Diaz waiting on deck. Stretch by the left-hander. Josh Smith delivers. That ball rolled towards shortstop. Handled by Ornelas. He'll make the play and the throw. A little wide. It's nicely gloved on the backhand by Dustin Harris for the out. Good play by both guys right there. Inning is over. No runs on the double by Chase Calabwegh. No errors. And one man left We're bound for the bottom half of the eighth inning of play. This is the opener of the six-game series in Frisco. Into the bottom of the eighth with a Village Car Wash score reading Hounds 7 and the Rough Riders 3.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at 972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning play. We're in Frisco, Texas. Bob Hart's in the ballpark. Thank you so much for dialing in tonight on MidlandRockHounds.org. Justin Foscue leads it off. Charles Hall going back to work. Foscue has had a good night. He's 2 for 3. Makes a called strike on the outside edge, and it's 0-1. J.P. Martinez and David Garcia will follow here in the Riders' eighth inning. Foscue, right-handed hitter. Pitch from Hall, backs up over the inside corner. Quick 0-2 count. Foscue at 277, 4 home runs, 32 driven in, time called now as he will step out after getting down to the count 0-2. Foscue, open stance in a right-hand box. He's the Riders' second baseman. It swung on, bounced toward third. That is a foul ball, not by a bunch, but a foul ball it is. Count stays, no balls and two strikes. Just going to mention on our seventh inning game summary, Rockhounds and 7:05 Sunday, 6:05 first pitch. And a four-day break to get everything back together and basically head for home. Line drive foul this time. Couple of 0-2 foul balls here by Foscue. And when the Hounds come home, and mentioned it's only a 9-day homestand, Amarillo for 3 and then San Antonio for 6, but my goodness, 2 weekends. And that'll be the unusual 3-game series with Amarillo. That'll start on Friday the 22nd. Have Nick Allen bobbleheads. Oh, we have a pitch clock violation, so 1-2 the count. Charles will get the violation there. Nick Allen bobbleheads on the 22nd. Fireworks on the 23rd and the 30th. Have a Matamuscus night on Friday the 29th with sombreros. I love it. Swinging a foul away. My goodness, Foscue really doing battle here. 3 2-strike foul balls. And, of course, I know it's a Thursday, but if it's Thirsty Thursday, it's the jump start of the weekend. So that's coming up. So we've got a Thirsty Thursday, 2 Friday and Saturdays, and whoo. It's a heck of a homestand. That'll all get going on the 22nd. Now, swing and a miss, and after all that, Foscue out on strikes. When he really battled, he fouled off 3 2-strike pitches, but instead becomes the second strikeout victim of Charles Hall. J.P. Martinez, the batter, 0 for 3. You know, you look at it, I said it's not really the home stretch, but then again, it really kind of is. It'll be 18 games into the half when this series is over. It's down low for a ball. So when the Hounds get back, 64, let's see. What do we say? 18 games in? This leaves 51, and that will go by very, very quickly. Pitch down and away for ball two now. Two balls, no strikes to Martinez. Season extends a little further than it used to with the each Monday off. I think that's really so valuable, though. I tell you, some of those stretches and we've always had historically, boy, that's a lot of baseball. Pitch a called strike in the knees. And it makes sense with, again, so much focus now on a number of pitches that guys will throw and trying to create a good environment, minor league baseball all the way around and a logical schedule. There's a swing and a miss, 2-2. We're really pampered a little bit having virtually every Monday off. Of course, last Monday was an exception, but most teams then took Tuesday instead, but basically playing 6 days a week, and it's still plenty of baseball. Pitch swung on and missed. Martinez out on strikes. Boy, I'd love to get a second look at that. From upstairs, it looked like the bottom fell out of that, but we'll see. Usually get a pretty good look here. Third strikeout for Charles Hall, who continues to be just quietly outstanding. And he wears number 13 on his back, does Charles. So no Triskaidekaphobiac. Well, he's been just a tremendous addition to the bullpen. So now here's David Garcia. He's been a tough out in this game. He's 2-for-3. Double strikeout and a single. Takes called strike in the knees, 0-1. And that single might have been a double. He hit it toward the right center field gap. And Chase Cowboy made just a really good effort to get on his horse and track it down. And kept Garcia from getting the second. And that was a leadoff base hit. And time is called here. I'm guessing it's Garcia who took it. Charles Hall got a great look at him on the video screen we have here, fidgeting with the baseball behind his back. Here's the stretch and pitch. All sent foul wide of first, and it's 0-2. When that next homestand is in the books, that's a ways down the road because we have a week here, then the four-day break, and then, of course, the Hounds will play at home for nine. But just peer past that, and that homestand ends on July 31st. All of a sudden, it'll be August, and, man, you'll be counting them down big time. It's going to be interesting to see. Rockhouse trying to get a little healthier, of course. Here's the 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Cap, six up, six down, four by strikeout. And the inning will come to an end, so we will go to the ninth. A lot of baseball played tonight. Last two innings with Charles Hall on the mound, the first times all night that Frisco has gone in order. So we have played eight in the Metroplex, and our Village Car Wash score of the ballgame through eight complete. Rockhound 7, Riders 3.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds, based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Sawgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Sawgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Sawgrass Steakhouse.
Well, along the way during the course of any season, of course, let's face it, our focus is the Rockhounds, but there are always just cool players on the opposition. I recall every time I come here to Frisco, one of my favorite Rough Riders ever was Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, now with the New York Yankees, by the way. He was traded, of course, by the Rangers to the Yankees. And just loved watching him play, and there are all sorts of guys like that. You see them. But Fur Ozuna is the reliever. Now, he is the closer, but in this case, just getting some work in this game. But he is so much fun to watch, so very animated. He's the one that when the catcher comes out to meet him at the mound, it's first. It's the pitcher who puts his arm around the catcher and tells him how things are going to be. I really like watching him pitch, and he's a good one. For Ozuna on the pitch here in the ninth inning. 3.03 ERA as he faces Jordan Diaz, drops it down low for ball one. Diaz, Eierman, and McCann here in the ninth inning. Rockhounds 7 and the Riders 3. Game has taken a while to play, but the Hounds lead it. Pitch, fastball got there. 93, upper edge of the outside half. And it is one ball and one strike. Jordan 2-for-4, two singles, a run, and a ribby. I think he took his time out there and now stands back in. Ozuna comes set, not the tallest guy in the world. Right-hander delivers and drops one down and away, and it's two balls and one strike. Ozuna 5'9", 190 pounds out of Nigua in the Dominican Republic. Ozuna's pitch, out there, called strike of the knees. Cannot throw it much better than that. Point 94 and down in the zone. Hounds lead the Riders 7-3. Hounds trying to extend an 8-game win streak. Pitch down and away for a ball, 3-2. Don't say that very often, but you have to say it from time to time. Especially if you happen to be superstitious, and yep, I'm one of those. Three balls, two strikes, Jordan Diaz waits, swings, punches one right field. This is toward the line. On the run is Strom. Cannot get there, fair or foul. It is a foul ball. And we could not see where that ball dropped, but 3-2 will be the count, second time. They have a crew, of course, of folks who do the in-between inning. They wear, of course, Rough Riders T-shirts, maroon T-shirts, and on the back they have their, it's not their name, it's their nickname, so... I'm trying to think if I've seen any others. Maverick would be one of them. Come on, really? Maverick? Okay, but it's good enough. But one of them is Freckles, and she is a young lady, one of the on-field people working here. And still, it's very warm outside. And we started with a 103-degree heat index. Pitch to Jordan. Ground ball and two hops to second base. Handled there by Foscue. Throw to first base in plenty of time. One man down in the ninth inning. So she's out there working. And apparently has damaged her left foot or ankle. She's wearing one of those boots that you wear. It's kind of a walking cast kind of thing. You wear those, one of those huge boots. Man, Freckles. Got to get an award for that or an extra food coupon or something for the folks here in Frisco. Man, that's above and beyond the call of duty. Let's hear it for Freckles. Pitch a called strike. That sounds like a 60s record. Let's hear it for Freckles. Sorry, 60s reference. 0-1 the count to Jeremy Eierman, who's had a struggle of a night. Boy, swings and misses. He is well behind. Kind of a medium range off speed, maybe at 86. Sitting on the fastball, got something a little different. 0-2. Jeremy flew out to deep right his first time up. He struck out his last three. In the... Very impressive, sir. Thank you very much. That impressed absolutely no one, I would think, in this stadium. The pitch on the way swung on, popped in the air, right side. First base, I would think. Yep, the call. Boy, that ball hung up there, and there to make the play is Dustin Harris. So Jeremy Eierman, thank goodness, he might have moved a cloud or two with that one. Pop out to first base, and it's two men down for Kyle McCann. And there's the guy who's had the night. Marty Bikina is 2-for-5 with a ribby and a couple of singles. Chase Calabweek 2-for-4 with a two-run home run, or a solo home run, rather. And Kyle McCann, 3-for-3 plus a walk. Single, double, homer, walk. And the home run was with a man on, plus an RBI single. Takes ball one here, so he has had a huge night at the plate. And stretch by Ozuna. Pitch, bends it over the inside part of the plate, and it just missed down and in. Two balls, no strikes. Riders will have the bottom third of the order in the ninth inning, and I don't know that there's been any activity. Don't know that Charles Hall might not go back. We'll see. Might have been somebody warm and ready to go. McCann waits, pitch. It's down low for a ball, 3-0. Well, still 92 here, so he in the next about 94, 95. Is the count. And literally swung on and missed. Had the green light, understandably so, 3-1. I'll tell you who my MVP is in this ballgame. It's Zach Bigley. He's the radio voice of the Rough Riders. And they have a little issue going here in the press box. The AC is out. 3-1 pitch. That's down low. A walk. And Kyle McCann on base all five times up tonight. Two walks, single, double, home run. Three runs driven in. Tremendous night for Kyle McCann. Well, I came up here, of course, and it was getting set up, and the first 10, 15 minutes, you think, it's not that bad. And boy, then you realize it was really hot up here. Pitcher called strike to William Simonite. And it's just, it's just the way things go. But I'm sorry, whoever it was looked it up, but apparently somebody looked at the thermostat and this press box and it was 94. Really, I really didn't need to hear that when she told me there's a called strike and it's 0-2. So Zach had asked if I wanted to move to a suite to do the game where the AC would be working, but always, it was already set up, and that takes, when you first get to a town, it takes a while to get set up. Said, no, well, hang in there. I said, I'll probably buy a fan for tomorrow, which I meant I would do, chop or foul. Still may do, but my goodness, wouldn't you know, 20 minutes later, they found one downstairs, brought a fan upstairs, so I've got a fan in the press box. Once you open the whistle, it's all the same for everybody, but boy, getting ready to do the game. If it's cooler outside than it is in the press box, that's not good. Here's a line drive, left side, base hit for William Simonite on an 0-2 pitch. Absolutely love it. Simon, a good night. He's 2-for-4 plus a walk. Boy, that pitch looked like it was middle out. Simo reached for it. Simo, I think I owe you an introduction, don't I? Boy, that was a good swing of the bat. I'm going to look at it again. I'm going to get a replay. I'm guessing middle out. Let's see. You know what? It was actually a fastball tailed back just a little bit. It was on the outside part of the plate. It wasn't down as I thought. But on an 0-2 count, boy, and Ozuna was really frustrated with himself. He barked out loud after that pitch. Saheed Valenzuela takes a called strike. But Simonite with an 0-2 base hit. Simo has two hits in this game, and they have both come with an 0-2 start. Singled on a 1-2, driving in a run in the fourth, and gets on base on an 0-2 here in the ninth. Pitch high and away for a ball, 1-1 to Valenzuela. So a walk and a single in the inning for the Rockhounds. Hounds went in order in the first inning. They have not gone since. The Riders had not gone in order until the seventh. Charles Hall has done it twice. Pitch low and in, and that is going to score a run. Pitch was down and in, and going to third is Simonite. So good hustle there, McCann. And forgive me, Kyle had gone to third. I was looking at the replay of the Simonite base hit. I thought it was a good swing. But Kyle, and again, boy, just to add to an otherwise terrific evening anyway, McCann came around to third on the single, running with two out in the inning, running on contact, and he now scores on a wild pitch. So if Fur Ozuna was frustrated before, even more so now, and Simonite goes from first to third on a wild pitch. Delivery to Valenzuela is outside, and the count goes 3-1. So the Rockhounds now lead it 8-3. The walk to McCann. Single by Simonite, and a wild pitch. Backdoor delivery, popped in the air, left side, it'll get into the seats. So those still around will have a chance at a souvenir. Three balls, two strikes. That's a good hustle by McCann to go from first to third. And Kyle, I should have complimented you on that. I thought that, again, the swing of the bat by Simonite was what caught my attention. And meanwhile, McCann went to third. That set him up to score on the wild pitch. 8-3, Rockhounds. Pitch swung on, looped foul again. Let's see if he does it this time. But Saheed Valenzuela does a little Ichiro Suzuki number, a little tug on the, he's a switch hitter. He's batting to the left side in this case. A little tug on the jersey sleeve. Does he do that every time? He just might. They had him on the camera. 3-2, second time, stretch and pitch by Ozuna. Tapper toward the first baseman. Ozuna will have to cover, but he gets there, and the inning is over. 3-1 goes the putout. Frustrating inning, I'm sure, for Ozuna. Yeah, it sure was. They just got a photo of him, a shot of him on the video, and he has slammed his right hand into his glove. He is frustrated. One run, one hit, no errors, and one man left. By the way, I love that because, again, this is a ball game with the Rockhounds already led by the score of 7-3 before the inning. But Ozuna didn't like giving up anything. You got to love that attitude. We'll go to the bottom of the ninth. Rockhounds will say it right now, trying to extend the streak to 9 games in a row. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 8 and the Rough Riders 3.
At H-E-B, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of H-E-B jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an H-E-B Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit H-E-B, your official game day headquarters, or use the My H-E-B app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh, 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and... Oh, my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos? I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Well, you would not assume this to be a safe situation, but yes, it is. Charles Hall will go back to the mound. He came on in the 7th and trying to get through the last 3 innings of this game. He's 6 up, 6 down with 4 strikeouts. Charles, he has had, again, one of those seasons where he has seen a whole bunch of stops on the A's ladder, including, although it was very, very brief, he has not pitched much on the year at all. He pitched 2 games in the Arizona Complex League, and that was just to get going, of course. He went to Lancaster and, ironically, didn't have much success at Lancaster at a 12 ERA in 3 games. He has come here, and at this point in time, knock on wood for you, Charles, he has a 0 ERA. That makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Here is Trey Hare to face him. Right-hander's pitch swung on and missed. Boy, elevated that a little bit. 91 miles an hour, 0-1. With Lancaster, he gave up 4 runs on 3 hits in just 3 innings. This is his longest outing by far with the Rockhounds. Pitch drops down low, and it's 1-1. He's really gone in very short stints, but he came on in the 7th in relief of Colin Palouse. Got a strikeout and 2 groundouts and struck out the side in the 8th. So Bobby and Chris Smith send him back out for the 9th. It's 1-1 to Trey Hare. Takes high and away for a ball, 2-1. And no activity behind him. It's now an 8-3 game. If you complete the last 3 innings of a game, you've come into a lead in with a lead and go the last 3 and do not give it up. That is a save. It doesn't matter what's chopped out towards second. Brett Harris on a 3rd hop there. Throw to first. 1 man down. Charles Hall. Becoming a little story all his own for the Rockhounds. 1 down for Josh Stowers. Rockhounds and the Rough Riders go at it again tomorrow, of course. It's the first of a 6-gamer. Hogan Harris, what a story. He will go tomorrow, left-hander against Owen White. And that is a great, at least on paper, great matchup. Swinging a foul straight back off the bat of Stowers, 0-1. Josh is 0-3. Owen White has a 1.62 ERA. Hogan Harris, 1.10. Hogan will make his 5th start for the Rockhounds. Gave up a run for the first time in his last outing. Time called at home plate here by Stowers. Last of the 9th inning, the Rockhounds 8 and the Rough Riders 3. Charles Hall from the stretch, 0-1 the count. Stowers waits, pitch from Charles, swung on and missed. Boy, just got up there and vanished at 84 miles an hour. 0-2 the count. Kyle McCann going through the signs. Interesting, not putting down fingers. He's touching the mask in the center. And a called 3rd strike. And, boy, Stowers doesn't like it. I don't normally do this. I watched that pitch on the monitor. I was trying to get a closer look at the communication process right there. Boy, Josh Stowers, you might have a point on that. Boy, I mean, if that got there, that just got there outside corner at the knees, maybe. But that is 5 strikeouts for Charles Hall in this game. He has faced 8, he has whiffed 5, and gotten 3 groundouts. 2 outs in the ninth, here's Jax Biggers. That's why Hall has bounced foul at the plate. It is 0-2. So the Hounds who, boy, and again, they continue to go through, and every team does. I mean, double-A baseball, minor league baseball, it's the roster is going to vary. Faithful now leaving with 2 down in the ninth inning, but boy, they've kind of had to reinvent themselves. They'll have to do it again with no Max Schumann now. He's on his way to AAA. That was almost inevitable. Called strike, and it's 0-2. Bobby said something I found really interesting when we visited early yesterday morning upon arrival, and the elevator had nothing. Said, you know, this team has amazing chemistry. And he has told me that more than once. Here's a swing and a miss, and Charles Hall, ring him up, ball game over. The Rockhounds have won 9 in a row. Charles Hall, 9 up, 9 down, 6 by strikeout. The kid who had a 12 ERA at Advanced A has a 0 ERA and has his easily his best outing with the Rockhounds, 9 then in a row, retired. Boy, one of my favorite tunes from a band called Blood, Sweat, and Tears a million years ago, and the song is called Something Coming On. Is there? Sure seems to be. The Rockhounds have won 9 in a row. They are now 11-2 in the second half of this season. They hold a 2-game lead over Amarillo. They were victorious tonight. The Rockhounds now lead Frisco by 4. There is a mile and a quarter and more than that still to go. Obviously, gosh, we're just, what, 13 games into this second half, but my goodness, what a start to it, and we shall see. So this one into the books, took just under 3 hours of baseball daylight time to do it. Frisco got the first run of the ball game, and the Rockhounds answered quickly, took a 2-1 lead in the second, never gave it back. Rockhounds 8, Frisco Rough Riders 3, Bobby and company 9 in a row. Gentlemen, one and all, this Bud and this Michelob Ultra are for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Freshman and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds in this game, 8 runs on 12 base hits, no errors. They played really good defense lately, and of course that makes sense considering the success rate of late. 8-12-0 for the Rockhounds. It's 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for the Rough Riders, 3-8-1. Doesn't have a huge effect on the game, but the error did cause one of the runs to be unearned. Home runs in this game. Jonathan Ornelas led off the bottom of the first with a solo home run, his 8th of the year. Kyle McCann gave the Hounds the lead 4 good, as it turned out, in the second inning with his 9th of the year, a 2-run home run. And Chase Calabwiga annihilated the ball in the 3rd inning. That is his 6th home run of the season. And Chase, with that, extended his hit streak to 12. Jordan Diaz went 2-for-5, extending his hit streak to 10. The winning pitcher is Colin Palouse, and Colin, boy, really battled. Improves to 8-2 on the year. The loss will go to Chad Bradford. The save, 3 perfect innings for Charles Hall. Attendance in this game, 3,687 watched it. It took through 2 hours and 57 minutes, long by current standards, to put this one in the books. The Rockhounds win for the 9th game in a row, 11-2 now, to start this second half of the season. As we mentioned, a 2-game lead over Amarillo. From Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, our final Village Car Wash score this ball game: the Rockhounds 8 and the Frisco Rough Riders 3.
All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland. We are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at Midland Dodge. Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Rockhounds make it nine straight. My goodness. Yeah, and this club has really kind of reinvented itself a time or two or three or four, and probably going to have to do that again, as we mentioned. Of course, with Max Schumann, that changes. Max going to Triple A, that certainly changes the look, the complexion of the lineup, of course. He's just one of those players that doesn't come along very often in terms of being a top-of-the-order guy, as you know. But the Rockhounds tonight got contributions virtually top to bottom in the order. Colin Palouse really battling over six innings, wins his eighth game of the year, and Charles Hall, just out of nowhere, was tremendous with nine up, nine down. Gets the save, and I realize it was an 8-3 game, but you pitched that well, and I think you deserve it. The Riders took the lead in the bottom of the first inning. Jonathan Ornelas with a solo home run to left field. Just a line shot on the second pitch that Colin Palouse threw. Rockhounds get it back and then some, though, in the second inning. A single by Jordan Diaz that extended his hit streak to 10 games. And one out later, Kyle McCann, and he simply put, had the night at the plate for the Rockhounds. A two-run home run into right center field. Rockhounds had a lead they would not surrender. In the third inning, Chase Calabwig, in his first at-bat, extends his hit streak to, am I cheating him here? Hang on, Chase, it's to 12 games, almost said 11. 12 games with just a monstrous home run way out of here to right, made it 3-1. A walk to Brett Harris and a two-out RBI single by Jordan Diaz drew back to within 4-3 in the third inning. A walk to Jax Biggers, an RBI double by Jonathan Ornelas, and a two-out RBI single by Justin Foscue made it a 4-3 ball game. The Rockhounds, though, came right back in the fourth inning, and for the third consecutive frame would score twice. Kyle McCann, again, leadoff double. That was an amazing swing. I thought that ball might have a chance to be caught deep in the right center field gap. It got all the way to the wall in the air, base of the wall. RBI single will score him, William Simonite. That is compounded by a catcher's error. David Garcia misplaying and not able to handle the throw home to get Kyle McCann. So Simonite will go to second base on the throw, scores on a two-out single by Marty Bikina, and it was a 6-3 ball game. Colin Palouse settled in, did not give up a run over his last three innings of work. The Rockhounds make it 7-3 in the seventh. Leadoff single by Logan Davidson, two-out RBI single. Kyle McCann, third ribby of the ball game on his third hit of the game, and the Hounds will cap the scoring in the ninth inning, a two-out walk by altogether. Kyle McCann, single by William Simonite, will push Kyle to third. He will score on a wild pitch. Charles Hall, meantime, came in, retired all nine batters he faced in the seventh, eighth, and ninth, and with that, the Rockhounds put it away. 8-3 is the score. Numbers we gave you are correct. 8-12-0 for the Rockhounds, 3-8-1 for the Rough Riders in this ballgame. Two streaks extended. Chase Calabwig now a 12-game hit streak. How good has he been? He went 2-for-4 tonight. That's .500, of course, and his average in the streak will drop a few points. Jordan Diaz extends his hit streak to 9 games in this one. Tomorrow, and again, these guys do not have full seasons by any stretch, but boy, it'll be Owen White who will go for the Rough Riders. He is 2-0 with a 1.62 ERA. Hogan Harris, the left-hander for the Hounds, 1-0 with a 1.10 ERA. So we'll see what tomorrow will bring on paper. That looks like a pretty doggone good matchup. Amarillo was a winner at home over San Antonio tonight. So, as mentioned, the Sod Poodles stay within two of the Rockhounds. And, of course, they figure to do well at home. The Amarillo Sod Poodles usually do very well at Hodgetown at Triplex. Hounds also, by the way, go two games over 500 for the season. And they have been well under, of course, at the end of the first half of this season. So, with some really good things from this baseball club, including this win tonight, 8-3. And, oh, by the way, 7-0 to start a 12-game road trip. That's a really, really good start, he said with a smile, stating the obvious. Look forward to bringing you tomorrow evening's ball game and give you a 7:05 start, he said. That was my Elmer Fudd and my Porky Pig impression there. Yeah, next four nights will be 7:05 and 6:05 on Sunday. I think that little bit of information makes it quite clear that it is time to say so long for this evening. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at the ballpark here in the Metroplex. Rockhounds 8, Frisco 3. Make it 9 straight for Bobby and company. Man, it has been a dickens of a start to the second half of this season. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And until then, Bob Hards saying goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Jackson. And goodnight from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.